Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Roger, we have a second.
Now joining broadcast.
Tuesday doesn't really work for me.
Guarantee it is.
Everyone's got a mortgage to pay.
We're going
to
break down. I got to fire a call screener.
Here we go!
I don't know what this is, but Jay says big sea turtle. It's a... That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
Bro, that thing looks dead, man. We got to call the aquarium or something, dude. Oh, man, Jay, it's dead, bro, or something. Oh, that's a flounder, man. Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on. What is that thing, dude? Oh, we got it!
They have no chemistry at all.
I'm just going to drop the mic and walk off.
And we're live in 5, 4, 3.
It's Heartbreak Hotel up in here.
Good morning, everybody. More like Pukeyville up in here.
Oh, Steve-O's sick.
Yeah, everybody. Steve-O's sick. He's going to puke any minute now. Do not leave the car. Do not turn your radios. It could happen any second now. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
It just hit you right when you got here, huh?
Yeah.
That's how it happened. That's what happened to me the other day. It's like, normal. Now, what is this feeling?
Punch to the gut.
Just about, bro. Hey, just about.
Yep, I'm sure we got it. I'm sure, watch me puke before Steve-O. I feel it brewing in my guts. And I don't know if it's just because Steve-O said that he was feeling sick and now I feel like I'm sick.
Oh my gosh, both of you need to calm down. Just give it a few
minutes.
We
got this.
We got this?
Yeah, we got this.
Okay, bro, we got this. It's going to be a crazy show this morning. It's New Music Tuesday. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll get into our first new music track of the morning. We want your feedback. Just go to our Facebook page at Star88FM. Like us if you haven't, and tell us what you think of the new music this morning. How was your day yesterday, boys?
Good. We missed you. Why didn't Leslie let you come to the gym?
Well, she did blame me for the accident on Paseo.
Blame me!
And it was such a weird accident yesterday. So we were heading westbound on Paseo, and then we notice, oh no, it's backed up. Yeah. Oh boy, all the way. And then we find out that the wreck was actually eastbound.
That's weird.
Right? Why is westbound backed up? Because people want to see what's going on with the accident.
Gosh.
That's why.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in the news coming up, what was involved, and gosh, cop car.
It was a pretty major accident, right?
Yeah, it was. That cop car just got mangled.
Dang, dude.
So, yeah, I didn't make it to the gym yesterday.
We
wanted to. Instead, we ate some fantastic sushi.
I think part of the reason that Steve-O is not doing well is because of the workout yesterday at the gym. Mm.
Really?
I think it probably beat your body back, and now your immune system is
shot.
Seriously, that happens.
Yeah.
Just so we know.
We did 2 workouts yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
And as everyone saw from that incredible photo that you posted, Dex, I was just putting up weight.
Yeah, that's right.
Jerk.
If anybody would have known the entire workout, they probably wouldn't have said that.
No, I know.
Except I did go look at the profile of that guy that made that comment, and I was like, well, he probably wouldn't care.
That was pretty funny. I laughed out loud. I came to
Is
your
rescue. Is that what your laugh out
your
loud
rescue.
Sounded like?
No. I came to your rescue.
You don't have to come to my rescue. I didn't care. That's why I didn't comment. I was like, okay.
Clearly that man has no idea what CrossFit is all about.
That was the second workout, and I don't care.
Clearly.
Whatever. Yeah.
You know what? I'm right there with you. I use the bar because I that form, the technique, is really hard to get at first.
Yeah. Well, we did so many.
Right.
Was the thing.
We did so
many. We did 75.
I'm so glad I missed I missed the workout yesterday, guys.
It was about reps, not yeah. And Tommy's like, "You're going to finish, bro. You're going to finish. Just finish, bro.
Bro.
Finish." Ah! Yeah. It's like, "Okay. I did though. Finished both of them."
I feel like I'm going to puke right now.
I hope both of you start puking.
Oh my gosh. It just hit
It'll
me.
Be like that
Are you
scene.
Kidding me?
It'll be like that scene.
Did it really just hit us both at the same time? I
like
really
that
feel
scene
like.
And Stand
I don't know
by
if you're
me.
Messing with my mind right now, but I feel like I'm ready to vomit right now.
It's all in your mind, Dex.
Oh.
You know what didn't help is I was sitting there and I was trying not to, and.
It just happens. You
I'm
can't control
staring
it.
At Facebook, oh. And somebody posted a DIY how to crawfish boil video.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched
help.
The whole video.
That's not going to happen.
I was just like,
why are you,
what am I doing? Why can't I stop watching this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we got a big show planned for you guys.
Yeah, we do.
Let's get into our first new music track this morning. It's New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tao, who are we going to check out this morning?
The Cinderella soundtrack.
Madonna, ooh. Like a Prayer.
This is Say a Prayer from Viridia, which is a band. And this is their latest single. We'll tell you more about it later.
New Music Tuesday on Star 88. New music from Viridia, Say a Prayer. On Star 88, go to our Facebook page, Star 88 FM. Tell us what you think of the new music.
Say a prayer for our stomachs. Mm. say a prayer. Woo!
Say
good morning.
A little prayer for you.
Yeah.
Say a Prayer is Viridia's only ballad on their latest EP, which is called Pretty Lies. We played the fool out of Pretty Lies featuring Maddie Mullins. By far, this song is by far the pinnacle of the mini album, with Dina's majestic vocals carrying this anthem, as we are reminded that we shouldn't be inward looking at our own personal problems, but in fact we should be looking outwards to the much more pressing issues around the world that are much more dire and important to ours. So that's kind of what that song is about. Like you guys, tell us what you think about it at our Facebook.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
It is 6:14.
High today. It's going to be high.
What? The day is going to be high?
There's a high. 68 degrees.
Big show planned for you guys this morning.
Big show.
Heck yeah.
You don't want to miss a thing. And if you do, we got that podcast for you. iTunes. Google Play. For all you Android peeps out there, star88.fm. You can go to our Morning Invasion page and get the podcast there as well. Phone number to call in, 338-3700. What's the email, Teo, that they can email us at?
79,813-blom.
Yes.
Studio at star88.fm.
Coming up this morning on the show, I may have added another celebrity to Interview Wars.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And someone had a cancellation.
Woo! Oh, my stomach.
Steve-O, tell him what happened to you before you throw up.
Yeah, we got an email yesterday, and unfortunately the radio tour with Ty was canceled. So it says, Steve-O and Dex, regretfully, I need to inform you that the radio tour for actor Ty White, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, has been canceled.
Awesome!
He's now required to be on set to shoot additional scenes for Oprah's new TV project.
Oh, that's awesome!
While cancellations are a rare occurrence, I appreciate your understanding regarding this unfortunate situation.
They're not rare.
Awesome!
This is like the third or fourth one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Email him back and say, hey, liar, not rare.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That means if I can book these two, if I can confirm these two interviews, man, I will be in the lead.
Not in the lead
big
yet.
Time.
So, Steve-O, let's see. That show, he's filming stuff for a show on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yes.
So you got owned. That was my joke last night.
Boom.
I repeated it out loud just now.
Boom.
Got owned, guys.
That's right.
I got owned.
Owned. So we'll update you on Interview Wars coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Today is March Madness.
Oh, that's
right.
Kicks
off today. This is my favorite time of the year.
Did you take part in a bracket?
I got to fill it out before, right after the show, I'm going to fill mine out.
I don't have a bracket.
You can go to anywhere. You go to ESPN
if you want. I mean, like, I'm not in a league. You know, you're just filling out a bracket. You're not even going to, like, talk smack and join a league.
Sure.
And...
you want to join a league?
I mean, sure.
Okay. I thought you said that, you know, somebody here passed out
back in the day. It's frowned upon in most societies now.
Yeah, that's
most societies.
So I think because of workplace shenanigans and...
I would just say it's frowned upon in some departments here.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Okay.
That's what I would say. Because most societies are doing this fun thing and we're left out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I always shoot for the $1 billion.
Yeah, that's a good thing to shoot for.
Yeah, if you get a perfect bracket, you win $1 billion.
That'd be awesome.
Nobody's ever gotten a perfect bracket. I think the closest was a kid a few years ago, and he got one game wrong.
Yeah, that's it.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Could have won $1 billion.
Excuse me,
my stomach.
Whoa.
I'm all right. It's also my wife's birthday today. Leslie Toth is turning 23 years old today.
Nice. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one. So we're going to call my wife coming up this morning, wish her a happy birthday. And
we're going to get to the bottom of why she wouldn't let you go to the gym.
Yeah, she blamed me for the accident. Not sure why, but, you know, everything's always my fault.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Siri apparently is really bad in a life or death crisis. We'll talk about that. Oh, another selfie death? Gosh, we have to continue to do PSAs for everybody out there.
Yeah, we do.
This is bad news. And I would like to start off the show with a story about some hackers.
Oh, no.
Awesome. Wait, like people hacking up like you? Is it about you too?
No. Ugh. Am I white right now? Do I look white?
Man, you look really black. What happened? Yes, no, you don't look pale.
What?
You do look white, though. That's your skin, your Caucasian.
Yeah, you look pale.
Okay.
Pale.
You know those scam emails that give themselves away because of broken English, spelling mistakes?
Yeah.
All right, well, here's the ultimate example.
What do you mean, scam?
Scams.
Some people just don't have English as a first language. Racist.
Some hackers managed to get into the national banking system in Bangladesh last month.
Oh, wow.
They stole the credentials for transfers and went after their target, Bangladesh's national account at the Federal Reserve in New York.
Ooh.
They sent more than 30 transfer requests and routed them to fake nonprofits and organizations they'd set up. And if all the transfers had gone through, the hackers would have cleared around $1 billion.
Dang.
There was only one problem.
What was that, Tony?
They made a typo. The fifth transfer was for a nonprofit in Sri Lanka, and they meant to write foundation, but they wrote fandation instead. So the transfer got flagged, the bank looked into it, and they were found out.
Dang. You dumb hackers.
The first four transfers did go through. So they transferred out $81 million because the Fed thought they were going to organizations in the Philippines. Bangladesh is still trying to figure out how it got hacked and track down the thieves and their $81 million. So they got away with $81 million.
Like they didn't recover that money.
Well,
we know of.
Yeah, well, no, they got the $81 million, but the rest of it, they didn't get. They could have got up to $1
billion. Dang, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we do this?
It sounds really, really complicated. So got to route the nonprofits, organize, transfer there. 30 transfer requests. Yeah, that's I don't know.
I'm just cleaning my phone off with this alcohol wipe.
You know, I'm not a good speller, so we'd get flagged immediately.
I can spell. It's easy. You just right-click it, and then you spell it.
Yeah, but sometimes even that's wrong. You know?
Nope.
I mean, there's so many different, you know, words out there that mean so many different things.
I guess it could be wrong if you're using an Android device.
Mm-hmm. Thieves out there. They're everywhere, especially here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Coming up in the news, Teo will talk about some people that stole some solar panels.
Or am me. Or am me.
Dude, you're a Destiny fan.
Love Destiny.
Yeah.
T-Dexasaurus is my gamer tag.
On Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And so up until this day, you and I, me being a PS4 owner, you being an Xbox One owner, mm-hmm. have not been able to play video games together.
Until.
Microsoft made a major announcement yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up.
Yay!
Dude, major video game world announcement.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'm excited.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'll share it right now, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
good morning, no. everybody.
Can't do it.
New Music Tuesday continues when we come back. Love to hear from you.
New 338-3700. Tuesday.
Puke sick.
Steve-O's going to puke.
He's going to throw up.
But I'm here, guys.
You might want to get over to our webcam.
No, don't do that.
Star88.fm. You can watch the show. We'll definitely be going live. If we happen to be on a break and Steve-O says he's got to puke, we will go live. We will go live instantly to catch all the coverage.
How would you do that to me?
Good radio.
That's not good radio.
good morning. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Primaries in five states. Much of the focus, though, on Ohio and Florida.
Florida, you ready to make America great again?
Sarah Palin at a Trump rally. Her husband had been hospitalized in a snow machine accident.
Why did an Amtrak train go off the rails on a straight track in Kansas?
President Obama has signed a law that allows workers at federal prisons to carry pepper spray.
Scientists have discovered the remains of a new species of dinosaur.
Dozens of inmates barricaded themselves inside a dormitory at a South Alabama prison.
Europe and Russia have launched a spacecraft on a joint mission to sniff out signs of life on Mars.
AAA's national average for regulars close to $1.94 a gallon.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering his troops to start pulling out of Syria.
Kurdish security forces say they have captured an American who was fighting with the Islamic State group.
A first in the nation law in Massachusetts limiting opioid prescriptions.
It is 6:34. What was that?
I didn't have 16.
Man.
I can't speak too loudly, or, you know, for fear, you know.
You know what, everybody listening? This is kind of cool because now we get to see what Steve-O would be like if he was actually on medication.
Thanks, jerk.
Good morning!
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
That's right. It's New Music Tuesday. We'll play a new music track here in just a second. We want your guys' feedback.
Right.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Let's see. Coming up, Chuck Liddell.
What?
Chuck Liddell. No, he's not coming back.
Chuck Liddell?
He's too old.
No, I mean, you're talking about Interview Wars. All of a sudden, I thought maybe for a second you were announcing something, and I was going to...
Interviewed him, like... dozen times.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Who's guy. Chuck or Dale?
Chuck or Dale is he's a former UFC champion.
Oh. You would know him if you saw him.
Light heavyweight champion.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of like car battery commercials.
He's got the mohawk.
Yeah. I'm very versed in car batteries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
no, I'm not. I don't think I know him.
here, let me show you a picture and then you'll know. Apparently his daughter went to her first dance, and look at this lucky boy right here who got to take Chuck Liddell's daughter.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. So, let's see. Do you remember that guy?
I'm scared of that.
Remember him?
Maybe.
Does he look familiar? Yeah.
He kind of looks like Sheamus from the WWE.
Yeah. This brave young soul took Chuck Liddell's daughter out on her first date.
Nope. there's seriously no.
Right?
Never.
That's what I'm saying.
Nope. Imagine how terrified you would be.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Just apologizing the whole
time.
That
poor girl is never going to go out on dates.
She never going to go on a date.
Here's my rule. When my daughter's old enough to start going to dances and with a date, which...
You know that's like next year.
No way.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wait, dances, I guess.
Well, she went to her first dance, but she went with a group of her girlfriends.
Right.
That's what she told you.
And Leslie chaperoned. She was there the whole time.
Chaperone.
But anyways, my rule is if someone wants to take my daughter out on a date, they have to spend 6 hours with me.
Whoa.
Dang, six hours.
I feel like that is...
I got it down to six. It was eight at one point.
That's serious torture, man. Are you going to bring him to work?
You got it down to 6 hours. That is a lot.
Yeah, they have to hang out with me for 6 hours. And at the end of 6 hours, that's when I'll give my approval.
Wow. Can you decline at the end of the 6 hours?
Here's the thing, though. It's only going to be probably 30 minutes to maybe 2 hours. Because I just want to find out if the kid would actually do it.
Yeah, and here's...
If he would actually hang out with me for 6 hours,
well,
I think that's a pretty cool kid.
Now he would, knowing that it'd only be like 30 minutes because he's listening.
Whatever. It's not going to happen until she's 18 anyways.
That's good.
Dream world. That's fine. Oh.
No, I don't live in a fantasy dream world, okay?
He's moving.
Do you need the garbage?
Pukors. Update. Pukors. The can is right there beside you. Use it at your leisure.
Sad news. I got texts from my family back home, and they're hurting. So I just want to make sure that if I do have the stomach flu before I leave today, I would very much like to lick all the doorknobs in this building.
What a mean thing to say and do.
No, it's to help build up immunities because I care about my coworkers so much. That's why I came in.
I've already had this.
Yeah, you have. That's why I feel safe around you, sir.
That's why if you give this to me again...
It's impossible, isn't it?
Yeah, no. You can't get it again.
Stomach bugs. Just, it's not like lightning.
I was totally fine. Teo picked me up. We had to get up early this morning.
Yeah.
My car's on the fritz. Teo picked me up, and
the temperature in here keeps changing.
I was totally fine. It does. Okay, good.
Your body.
Thank God.
Your body is in a bad place.
I seriously thought for a second I was going great.
No, it was hot a minute ago. Now it's freezing cold.
The air conditioner's running. Okay, good. Woo, started to feel weird. I'm like, I got the chills, bro.
All right. You want a blanket? Here's a blanket.
No, I'm good.
Let's wrap you up.
Take this blanket.
Let's wrap you up.
Take this blanket.
Where's my Michael Jackson mask?
Right here.
I need to put that on.
Oh.
Wait, why do you... I get it. I thought you meant... I was going to say like old school Michael Jackson or like... Almost dead, Michael Jackson. Okay, it's time for New Music Tuesday.
Let's do this.
Let's get into it. This is a newer artist. His name is Ryan Stevenson. After a short stint with BEC Recordings, co-writing the hit song Speak Life with Toby Mac, and having his first number one single that was called Not Forgotten, Ryan Stevenson is proving himself to be not forgotten and is finally ready to release his national full-length debut, Fresh Start. This song is called Eye of the Storm. Features Gabe Real, one of the guys in Toby Mac's band Diverse City. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/star88FM.
In the eye of the storm. Ryan Stevenson, Eye of the Storm. New Music Tuesday. What are they saying about it, Tao?
Man, you are so good at reading, Dex. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, buddy.
A lot of people from Montana can't read, and you have overcome that stereotype.
It's one of my goals in life.
Just real proud of
just
you.
Just a read gooder.
I think I agree with Joel the Nanny. Joel, she says, meh, it's all right.
Yeah.
Thebe says, you said something about Toby Mac. I'll let that go in light of this being okay.
Okay.
And we got one more comment. Casey says, not so much.
Yeah.
I feel like much like the Eye of the Storm is in the middle of the storm, typically, this song is in the very middle of the road of Christian music.
Facebook.com/star88FM. Go like us. Tell us what you think of all the new music this morning. More to come after 7 o'clock. The time? 6:43. Good morning.
High today of 68 degrees.
How you doing, bro?
I'm hanging. Hanging in there.
No, man. My stomach. I feel like I want to puke.
Lemon water, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Ugh.
I'm overthinking everything right now.
I don't know.
Can I have some of that?
I would Google
it. Because
I'm like citrus and like I'm getting all the acids going in my tummy.
You need an expert. Ask Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, you want to head over to stardia.fm and click on the webcams because Steve and I are about ready to vomit everywhere. In fact, this morning.
Man. I feel like puke wars is something that would have happened on the edge.
It's happening this morning, everybody. Interview wars, it's over. This morning. Puke wars. And that voice guy. He's great.
Is that you?
No.
That is you.
No way, man. I know a guy.
That guy is so great.
I know a guy.
Oh, man.
That's Matt Gentry, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He snuck in just a second ago. That's what I was doing in my office.
Love
that's
it, who it was. Love it.
What?
I'm going to win this war.
Because
there is no way, bro. I will not embarrass. Have you ever done that in public? Like, gotten sick and all of a sudden just.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah. You're going to do it in front of everybody this morning on the radio. Don't miss it.
On the radio.
No, man.
All right. Let's jump into our.
What's going on in the news today?
Today it's news. Well, we got a breaking story, sort of.
Yeah.
Broke late last night. Albuquerque Police Department are searching for a 46-year-old woman, Anne-Marie Santiago. Was last seen driving her 2014 blue Kia Optima with a New Mexico license plate reading 946 SPD. When was she last seen? That sentence just never ends. I guess she was last seen driving her car at some point yesterday or whenever this was. They don't have any time
it's
for me.
It's just a great article.
And she's missing.
She's just missed. But she, how long has she been missing for? She went.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't tell me.
I thought usually somebody has to be missing for 24 hours before they'll.
I don't.
She'd
know.
Had to be missing for 24 hours.
I guess so. She's described as being 5'5", 125 pounds. She has brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information needs to call 242 cops.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Share that. Go to KRQE, find the link, and share it on your socials because we gotta find her. Hopefully, she's okay.
Yeah.
I need to read something I shared on my Facebook last night because our boy Doug, everybody remembers producer Doug.
Oh, yeah, Doug. Producer Doug.
You know what?
Doug, that one thing.
There's one thing that I was really excited about when I got offered the job over here was that I'd get to work with Doug, and then I get over here and find out he doesn't even stink and work here anymore.
Well, that's not our fault.
He took your job. He's
no, well, he didn't take my job, but he does work at iHeartRadio.
But he did take your job. So
they got rid of you and hired like 7 people with your salary. So it was great.
Yeah,
all these kids who are like, "What radio? Yeah,
messed up."
25 G's, heck yeah!
Because Doug Facebooked this last night. Hey friends, if you guys happen to see a red Dodge Charger with black racing stripes and some front end damage, call 242 cops. They were involved in a hit and run yesterday morning on Edith between Montaño and Osuna involving a motorcycle.
Gosh.
So the car is a red Dodge Charger with black racing stripes and some front end damage. Call 242 cops. They did a hit and run on a motorcycle and just drove off. So I'm trying to help out my boy Doug.
Albuquerque. Good job, you guys.
You have no boundaries, Albuquerque. Yeah, also, don't forget Anne-Marie Santiago. She is missing. 2014 blue Kia Optima with New Mexico license plate reading 946SPD. She's 5'5", 125 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She's missing. If you have any information, 242 cops.
All right.
Now back to the other news. More information about those inmates that broke out. They're caught now. They possibly used wires to unlock shackles. Transport officers worked 18 hours the day of the escape.
Oh, wow. Man.
That is no fun.
No.
Two escapees who sparked a massive manhunt across New Mexico are back behind bars now housed in the highest prison security level possible. Convicted murderer Joseph Cruz and Lionel Claw, who has a history of violent crimes, escaped from a prison van Wednesday while they were being transported to the Southern New Mexico Correctional Facility in Las Cruces. Both men were captured in Albuquerque on Friday and Saturday. So we got two important pieces of investigative information surrounding this escape. At a press conference, Department of Corrections Secretary Greg Marcantle and State Police Chief Pete Casetas said it is possible the inmates freed themselves from their shackles using some type of wire.
Man.
And, like we said, the guys that were in charge of the thing had been working like 18 hours. And the same two employees had also worked 13-hour shifts Monday and 11-hour shifts Tuesday. So these guys were probably just worn out.
Gosh.
Yep. Worn slap out. So the inmates exited the van through the back door, somehow manipulating the locking system to get out, according to one of the officers. Investigators believe the inmates escaped during a fuel stop in Artesia. They took advantage of weaknesses that inmates do. That's what they do.
Professional criminals.
They wait for the right time, and they move, and everything is lined up. Or everything lined up for
these
guys.
Pretty hardcore, man. When you can take a piece of wire, when you're shackled, and you can take a piece of wire and get yourself out of that, and then get out of the back of the vehicle like that, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So it's possible the guards broke protocol, and it's possible they may have even broken the law when Claw and Cruz escaped from the transport van.
Did you hear about the second escapee, how he was just kicking it in an apartment here?
Yeah, we talked about that.
But, like, the woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was too scared to call the cops.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
But they had a previous relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they had known each other for a long time. Now, she says that she left the apartment for 2 days or something like that.
Yeah.
But then she came back and the one guy was there. At one point, they were both there. And she came back and the one guy was there. And that they didn't know each other, but apparently they had a relationship.
Hmm. Really?
So did the guy just go out for a walk or something, and then that's how he got busted?
No, she called.
She finally called the cops?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, you know, allegedly, yeah, it's conflicting reports because, you know, some are saying, like, well, she didn't know this dude. And as he was telling his story, all of a sudden she was like, oh, my gosh. Okay. And then when she found out he was on the run, she left the apartment for a couple days and then came back and he was still there. And she said, if you don't turn yourself in, I'm going to have to turn you in.
Mm.
And he didn't turn himself in. So she did.
Okay.
But then there are other stories that are like, no, she knew the dude. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
Hmm.
What's going to happen next?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quantico. You can all breathe a huge sigh of relief. Richard Simmons called the Today Show yesterday to deny the random rumors that he's being mistreated or held against his will.
For all the people that are worrying about me, I want to tell them that I love them with my whole heart and soul. And that, not to worry, Richard's fine. If you haven't seen the last of me, I'll come back and I'll come back strong.
Yeah, you will.
Now, apparently, I was reading some of this article because Richard Simmons has been missing for a little bit. And there's reports that his housekeeper is involved in witchcraft.
Nice.
And she's using witchcraft to keep him hostage in his home.
I say nice sarcastically.
That
people
is
that
so
don't take
weird.
Jokes well. Yeah, that is weird. Mm. Poor Richard Simmons. I mean, he's a completely normal guy. I could never see that coming. Got some more local news. Local Lobo basketball player Colin Neal to transfer from UNM.
Oh!
Hold your horses over there, friend.
Wow, man.
Don't you show your cards on this radio station.
Sorry.
University of New Mexico's men's basketball player Colin Neal announced Monday morning he is transferring.
Yeah!
Come on.
No?
All the live long day.
Yeah.
Neal will graduate with a degree in communications and has 2 years of eligibility left. In a release from the school, Neal said, I will forever be grateful for the opportunity to play for my father, who always let me play even when I shouldn't have for 2 seasons, and will miss that in the future. I edited part of that statement.
Yeah, I was reading some of that yesterday, too, and he's been receiving death threats.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
For what?
And that's one of the reasons why he was saying that he was going to transfer because of the death threats. Now, come on. I mean, I don't know how bad the death threats were and if maybe...
They were pretty serious. There are fans that just hate that guy.
Well, okay. You know how many death threats I have had in my radio career?
3.
No, more than that.
How 4. Many members are in the Insane Clown Posse?
I could tell you 5. Some stories that would freak you out. And you know
tell
what?
Them? Why are you so afraid to
no,
tell
them?
Nothing ever
care.
Happens.
Hey,
people are just going to say what they're going to say.
Basically like,
on the,
you're basically like antagonizing death threaters.
Brilliant.
See, I mean, come on. They'll never really kill me.
They're keyboard warriors.
They'll never kill me.
They're
I
not
can
really
going to
do it, except for those 2 other people that actually tried. But you know.
I promise you guys I'll never die.
I went, wah, wah, wah!
Yeah.
That never happened. But no, I mean, if he wants to transfer, then good for him.
Can I say something as a completely like third party I don't care about Lobo Sports?
Yeah.
it seemed to me the games that I went to and paid attention to, this kid just got to play for the most. I mean, because his dad was the coach.
Right.
He did score
12 points a game. Last season, I think he scored like 17 points a game.
It seemed to me just the few that I went to, and for real, I don't have anything in this fire or whatever you say. It just seemed to me like he just got to play because he was a coach's son.
I bet you that's probably one of the reasons why he's leaving. I would imagine
Absolutely.
How hard it has to be to your dad's the head coach.
I think more so for the dad. When Jack and Luke were little, I coached their basketball teams and I coached their football teams. But the second they started playing baseball, a sport I actually really care about, I stepped away. And this last year, even, I got phone calls from Paradise Hill saying, "Hey, man, you want to coach? You sure you don't want to coach? Come on, coach. Because they needed coaches, and I had to say no.
I think that's really
but
smart.
I was willing
on your,
to help, but
part.
I do not want to coach my kids because I know I would treat my kids differently, for better or worse. And even if you're trying not to, from the outside looking in, it will always look like you are playing favorites with your kid. Mm. So I don't think it's a good idea to coach your kids in any level. But, I mean, that's just me. So I was happy with the announcement because I think it's going to be better for Colin. He'll be in a different environment. I think it'll be better for Coach because a lot of people blame, sadly, they blame Colin and say, "Oh, it's because he's your kid. You're not going to bench him."
Yeah.
Even though he's spastic and crazy and just throws balls out there for nope. Never mind.
All right, we got a big show planned for you guys. We call my wife in the 7 o'clock hour. It's her birthday. Interview wars. I might have added a couple new interviews.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right, everybody. We got an email to read. Someone needs some help. Man, we're 2 days away from St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day?
We're three days away from Daredevil on Netflix. What's wrong with you?
Hang on with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
I be Dex.
And I'm Kiefer Sutherland.
Thanks for joining us, Kiefer Sutherland.
You're welcome.
I loved you as Jack Bauer.
Don't ever love me.
Okay. It is 7:09.
High of 68 degrees.
Where's my wingman?
We're not sure.
Where did he go? What, Steve-O?
He could be getting sick right now.
Are you in the bathroom right now?
I think he is. Steve-O, talk to us if you're in the bathroom.
Call us on the request line right now.
Say hello.
Call us 338-3700, Steve-O.
But say it 10 seconds ago because there's a delay.
Yeah, he's got the pukes this morning. He's not doing too good.
I'm doing so hot.
He was all chipper when he walked in. He's like, "I hit everybody!"
And then it hit him.
I'm dying.
Looks like it's over.
And you know, I feel okay. It's off and on with me. You know, I mean, one minute I'll feel like it's happening, and then I'm fine. I think it's all in my head, though. But let's face it: if Steve-O has it, I'm pretty sure I have it. Because
you could.
You probably gave it to all of us here.
Probably so. If we'd quit kissing so much.
Yeah.
You want to take a look at traffic?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's over.
Traffic. Nice, Dex. No accidents to report right now, but there's a lot of road construction all around the city. And apparently, if you're judging by yesterday afternoon, you need to just pay attention to what you're doing. Because there was a crazy rollover accident yesterday on Paseo. We're going to talk about it. When we called Leslie and asked her why she didn't let Dex come to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But again, no accidents to report right now. Have a good morning commute.
Traffic!
New Music Tuesday.
Did it happen?
You okay, buddy?
Did it happen?
I'm good.
Did you puke?
No, I'm good.
Wait, but did you puke?
I'm good.
Oh, man.
You all right? You're good. Puke Wars.
Wait, do you win if you puke or if you don't puke?
Whoever pukes first is the winner.
Oh, well, here.
Let me get to it.
All right, New Music Tuesday. Who are we playing?
Okay, guys.
Oh, TFK?
So, yeah, a few weeks ago, we put on a new track from TFK. I think I was actually on tour.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the official single. It was a new single that had just come out. They put out a lyric video for it. But this is like the first or whatever. This is the latest official single from TFK's newest release.
Nice.
Which is called Exhale. It's called Running with Giants. It's a rocker. So go to our Facebook and tell us what you think about it.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Thousand Foot Crutch, Running with Giants. It's New Music Tuesday. Go to our Facebook page. Tell us what you think of the new music we're playing.
Dex, why do you like that song so much?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
One point lost me.
Wait, what point was that? Was it 2 seconds in? Maybe 3 seconds
Come
in?
Come on!
Yeah, it was kind of halfway there. And
I enjoyed it.
It was okay. I liked the other one better.
Enjoyed it.
Deborah says, dig. Yeah. Laura says, rock on! I dig it! Cassie says, I love TFK. I say, heck yeah, thumbs up. Joe the Nanny says, no.
Okay.
Casey says, nope. Brandy says, me from 2005 wants to keep this song.
There you go.
But me today can totally do without it. So many of their songs just don't sound like anything new.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No. I resonate with that.
Yeah.
In my spirit animal.
Thebe says, no. All caps. Victoria says, yeah, keep it.
All right. Some mixed reviews there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On New Music Tuesday.
Good morning.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah? Getting you?
717.
High today of 68 degrees.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Say hi.
Victoria on Facebook is asking if we're going to talk about Decision America Tour. It's tomorrow in Santa Fe. They need a great turnout.
Yeah, they're...
Our entire staff is going.
Yeah, we're running spots for that. You're probably hearing it once every 15,
hour?
20 minutes. Yeah.
At the minimum.
We're actually not going to be there.
No.
We have to stay here and do this morning show. But yeah, like Steve-O said, the entire staff here is going up for that.
Our entire crew.
There's
going
to be a crowd, Victoria.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's going to be a crowd.
It's going to be huge.
Berger will be there.
Yeah. It's going down tomorrow, guys. Santa Fe, New Mexico.
We're getting healthier on the Morning Invasion.
Trying to. I mean, I was going to say.
What are you talking about? Why are you guys looking at me?
No.
What does that even mean?
Not even a person was looking at you.
I don't feel well.
What does that even mean? I can feel your eyes on me.
No, nobody's looking at you.
Yeah, even the people watching the webcam looked away at that point. So what's up with you?
Nah, it's fine. You know, it's fine. I'm trying to get healthy, you know. Just, you know. I can't control the traffic, guys, okay? I was trying to make it to the workout yesterday, and I can't control the accident that happened. I was trying to get healthy yesterday.
Sounds like a cool excuse.
Well, it's in the news. You could see it.
Nah,
I almost took a picture just so I could prove to you guys that I was actually on Paseo stuck.
Hey, man, you don't owe us any explanation.
I feel like I do. I feel like
you don't owe us anything. We believe you. It was literally everyone else at the gym who was saying, I knew it.
Well, you know, I have something to tell you guys.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to start a new program.
Okay.
I might have already been doing this program, and I didn't even realize it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I wanted to share it with you guys.
Okay.
Because I know you guys are pretty big CrossFitters now.
Yeah.
Well, I want you guys to check this out.
Tired of workout programs that don't work for you? P90X, more like P90 ugh, boot camp. Yeah, like you want to look like a complete idiot in a public park. And CrossFit. Hey, I want to get in shape, not join a cult. Now a workout program perfect for you. Introducing CrossFat. No weights, no cardio, just you. Sitting and eating, lying down and eating, maybe eating some more while sitting down some more. That's CrossFat.
I thought you were going to work out.
I am.
You're watching football and eating a pizza.
Exactly. Anyone can do CrossFat. In fact, there's a chance you're doing CrossFat right now and you don't even know it. Plus, with CrossFat, no one's going to talk endlessly about CrossFat.
Because it's rude. To talk with your mouth full.
Get in shape with CrossFat, because round is a shape too.
Who's joining? Who's with me?
Round is a
nope.
shape.
Who's
not
with me?
It.
No?
Not doing it.
Dex, I thought you wanted to break out of CrossFit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been struggle.
You already got one.
Struggle.
You've already got one.
All right,
I just got a text.
Good.
One has joined you.
Yeah, just hit us up and let me
goals.
Know, and I'll add you to the team. If you want to get healthy, there's a new study out of Sydney University in Australia. They found a good way to get healthy is to stop working. Mm. So all you got to do is just quit your job if you want to be healthy.
Booyah. If you want to eat healthy or if you don't want to eat, like, is that the idea? Is that, hey, just quit your job. You won't be able to pay for the food.
Yeah.
So you're going to eat a lot healthier when you're not eating.
If you want to lose weight, you should get that stomach bug I had the other day. Yeah. Seriously.
Dude,
I think I threw up like 10 pounds.
I'm going to be so bummed.
You're going to lose all your weight. They found that people who retired got an extra 93 minutes of exercise every week, spent 67 fewer minutes every day sitting, and slept for 77 more minutes every night. Mm-hmm. People were also more likely to quit smoking once they stopped working and got to spend more time on their hobbies and other stuff they actually like.
Dude, all of this is money related.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford to smoke anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And your hobbies are sitting there, oh, I remember this book I bought years ago and never read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you read it.
Yeah,
because you got nothing else
to do.
Yeah, of course, none of this really works unless you've got enough money to avoid stressing out about not having a job.
Mm.
There you go. Now, a lot of you are sitting at your cubicles,
Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. If you want to hit me up later on my Facebook page, I'll give you some tips on how you can stay in great shape while at your cubicle. Involves eating.
You know who's really good at that for real? Mm. Birga.
Yeah, she's got one of those fitness balls that she sits on.
She sure does.
Yep. So, yeah. Yeah, sitting down, that's not good. You got to get up. You got to get moving. You know who I learned that from?
Who, buddy?
Richard Simmons.
Okay.
Oh, hey, aren't you happy to know he's safe?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make a big comeback.
Yeah. I remember kindergarten.
Do you?
We used to mouser-size it up.
Mouser-size.
That was my favorite time.
Yeah?
In the cafeteria.
Did you just say mouser-size?
You never mouser-sized?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's aerobics, but with Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in, Dex.
Oh.
Glad you're part of the team.
Don't do it, CrossFatters.
No, I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it.
Yep, well.
I'm eating until I can't get up. That's probably even better,
Here's
right?
the thing, pool boy. We've been doing it all along. We just haven't even realized it.
Yeah.
We've been cross-fatting all along.
You know what's funny is me and the guy I work with, we try to stay in shape and we try to do push-ups at the pools.
All right.
You know what you should do, pool boy?
And that's about all my physical activity.
You should, at least that's activity.
You should do burpees instead of just push-ups because the burpee is like a full-body workout. It is. Back me up on this, Tao. It's full body.
I've been to the gym a few times. I've never been a dude to work out. Like, oh, yeah, every day I got to go work out. Just never. I don't think I could do it.
I was never that guy either, but I've been enjoying my time at the gym.
You know, and it's fun when you actually go to the gym and enjoy the people that are there.
Yeah.
And that's what's cool about
it. The people
that
actually show up, I know. Oh, I love it. It's great, man.
No, all right, man. I'm down with the cross fat back.
All right,
there
buddy.
Glad all right, man. I love you guys. Later.
Love you too, man.
Sweeping the nation. Cross fat featuring Dex. Wow.
The difference, though, is like...
He's bigger than Tao, the state
I still
of
need to get a Desert Forge hoodie. I love your hoodie. We'll have t-shirts and hoodies, and you'll have moo-moos.
Moo-moo head.
It'll be great. It'll say cross fatter.
You want to go halves on a hoodie, and we could share it?
No.
It's just going to be really big on you.
You could share it.
No.
You could buy one that's big and be like, I'm going to grow into this.
Yeah.
That could be your goal.
It's going to be my gains, bro.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. Count me in with CrossFit. Seth, I'm going to do a little bit of dextrous phalange workout.
Yep, that's it, man.
By that mean, I'm going to play video games.
There you go. I like that.
Dex, love it, buddy.
You are a contributor.
Love it.
You're an enabler, Dex.
Phones are blowing up.
Yeah. People want to join your cult. I mean, your crew.
This is not a cult, Steve-O.
Oh, okay.
Okay? This is not.
It's a movement. Actually, it's not a movement because there's none of that. It's a non-movement.
It's a sit. It's a sit-in.
Come on. This is good stuff, you know? You're always telling me I got to eat. Well, that's what CrossFat's all about.
I think you're getting this mixed up with Mousercise again. I think you're singing, I need to eat eeples and beninis. That's not this.
Coming up for all you CrossFatters, we got to talk about it. Microsoft made a major announcement yesterday. Obviously, you know, Sony's biggest rival in the console war. Mm. They called out a game changer yesterday in the quote unquote console war.
Well, dang.
Got to talk about this coming up.
Teo has your headlines, and we will track down my beautiful wife who is celebrating
her 27
years on this planet, right?
24 years,
right? 21
Wonderful.
Years. All right, we'll be back.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Primaries in 5 states, much of the focus though on Ohio and Florida.
Florida, you ready to make America great again?
Sarah Palin at a Trump rally. Her husband had been hospitalized in a snow machine accident.
Why did an Amtrak train go off the rails on a straight track in Kansas?
President Obama has signed a law that allows workers at federal prisons to carry pepper spray.
Scientists have discovered the remains of a new species of dinosaur.
Dozens of inmates barricaded themselves inside a dormitory at a South Alabama prison.
Europe and Russia have launched a spacecraft on a joint mission to sniff out signs of life on Mars.
AAA's national average for regulars close to $1.94 a gallon.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering his troops to start pulling out of Syria.
Kurdish security forces say they have captured an American who was fighting with the Islamic State group.
A first in the nation law in Massachusetts limiting opioid prescriptions.
It's 07:30.
It is high of 68 degrees today.
Steve-O is not doing well this morning.
Making
He's on
it,
a
guys.
New type of medication. He's trying
Stop
out to
it.
Level his energeticness.
Yeah, it's called the stomach flu. I hope not.
Hey, if all you prayer warriors out there could write this down and pray for my friend Eric Garay. The Garay family, man, they're going through a tough time right now. His daughter, his little girl, they just found out she has a rare disease called, is it Gaucher's disease? Is it this G-A-U-C-H-E-R?
I'm not sure. I've never heard of that.
Goucher? The disease is treatable, but there's no cure for it yet. And I can't imagine as a father, you know, you find out that your little one has a disease and has to live with that the rest of her life if they can't find a cure. So just, you know, pray for the Garay family.
Yes.
If you would.
Speaking of prayers, Decision America Tour. Tomorrow, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 12 p.m. noon. Franklin Graham touring all 50 states, holding prayer rallies, urging Christians to elect officials that stand for biblical values. He's not really saying, hey, vote for this person specifically, but it's just organized to pray for New Mexico at the state capitol tomorrow, noon. Details, decisionamericatour.com.
Steve-O, if you could call that number right there. Excuse me, I'm fine. I'm all right.
Nobody was wondering if you were.
What?
Nobody was wondering if you were okay.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
What?
I'm okay.
What day is today?
Today! It's been well worth the wait. It's the 22nd day.
Are you gonna answer?
I'm bolting
you're
my
like,
wife
talk,
right now.
No, but you're like, she's on the line, I think, and you're just like playing Michael Bolton obnoxiously.
I'm playing
loud.
This for you, Leslie.
I can't even hear anything.
Today's your birthday.
Okay. You can't even hear her, Dex. Turn Michael Bolton down.
It's
her birthday. I can't hear her.
Good morning, Ben.
Hi.
What's up, birthday girl? What's up, girl?
Hello.
What you doing,
Hello.
Girl?
Nothing. My age, that's what's up.
Oh, snap. The ripe old age of 27.
That's right, everybody. 27 years old today.
It's a big day,
man. Holding.
Yep.
That's right.
You've been waiting to hit that 30 for years now, I tell you.
What?
30? Yeah, she can't wait. Yeah. So what are you going to do on your birthday today? What are you going to do?
Oh, well, I hope to go work out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how come good. You didn't let Dex come yesterday?
Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was me. No, he...
Well, he said this morning that you wouldn't let him go. He said you guys were on the way, and then you were like, no,
but
Dex,
it's my birthday. I want to go get sushi.
That is not what happened.
That's weird. That's real weird.
Pretty sure that didn't happen. No, he was like, Julie, as usual, his workout was doing diddly squat.
What?
So I was like... We need to go to the gym, so we got in the car. I pretty much had to, like, just crying and everything.
Yeah,
I'm in the car.
I agree.
And then Paseo was totally backed up, for real.
Yeah.
It was just a true story. And he was like,
the
you know
Lord
what?
Was with
I can't
me
go to the 50-year-old.
The Lord was
yesterday was the hardest workout we've done to date, Les.
No
you would have,
way.
You would have loved
why
it.
Why did you have to tell
it was
that?
Two. It was two wads.
Yeah. Two
of them.
Six wads. Thanks, babe.
It's not my fault.
You would have loved it because it was wall balls and box jumps. It was great. It was fun.
Oh, man. You know what? You want to go work out twice today? You go for it, babe.
No, I want you to work out with me. It's my birthday present.
Oh, see, look at that. She just wants time with you for her birthday at the gym.
But two times.
Yeah. Two times?
Sweet Dex.
Two times? Okay. Well, whatever
you want. Three times a lady. Let's go three.
I'll do it for you, babe. If you really want to go to two workouts, I will do it with you.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'll heard it here.
Throw in a hot yoga class. Let's do that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be worse.
Leslie, please keep him to this, because it's your birthday. You deserve it all.
Oh, thanks.
Just saying.
That's where your daughter gets that. You just sound okay. Your daughter sounds just like you. Oh, thanks. Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I want to tell you how much I love you, and thanks for being an amazing wife and an amazing mother.
Mm.
And
thanks.
I could not do what I do without you.
Aww.
I like it when you call me on the air because you say these nice things. I don't really ever hear them other than that.
That is not true.
Wow.
I'm never going to call you on the air.
Man. That's okay. That's okay. You're being
I love you too, babe. Thank you very much.
Well, turn up your radio because Michael Bolton has something he wants to
talk about.
Oh, great.
Love you.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Today is today. Today is your birthday, Leslie.
It's the 22nd day.
No, it's the 15th.
Of January.
No, March 15th.
You are, God knows how old today.
Happy birthday to anybody else
and
out there.
Now it's your time to
celebrate today.
Today is your birthday.
That's enough.
What?
Let's check some traffic and then we'll jump into our new music track.
Traffic.
What is happening on the streets of the ABQ? Well, I'm here to tell you. And I don't see any accidents right now, but there's so much construction happening, guys. So watch out and pay attention to what you're doing, because next thing you know, some road that you take every morning could be closed or under construction. Actually, 5 minutes ago, Old Coors Road at Central. Accident. Watch out for that if you're around there for some reason. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had a quick question. When was it that you made your departure from the last position that you had?
It was May the 4th, be with you. Last year, 2015, is when I got fired.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been able to call her every year and not miss a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, man.
When does that billboard come down?
What?
I see it every morning.
Why don't you go take it down?
I will go take it down right now.
There's actually two out there.
Man.
There's actually two billboards.
There's another one.
By the way. So,
good luck with the other one.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We'll see you.
That was amazing.
All right, who are we going to play? Who we got?
New Music Tuesday. Our final song is the brand new single from Phil Wickham.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We got to hang out with this dude the other day at Rock and Worship Roadshow.
This guy was legit.
He's such a nice dude.
He was the real deal.
Yeah, I really like him.
Really cool guy. Birger called him rich, but he handled it well. And this is a brand new single from him from his new record. This song's called Your Love Awakens Me.
New Music Tuesday on Star 88. That's the latest from Phil Wickham. Your Love Awakens Me on Star 88. It's New Music Tuesday. What do you guys think of that song? What do you guys think? I loved it.
Yeah?
I thought it was good.
Did you loved it?
Sounded like Phil Wickham. It was good. Yeah.
Laura says, not unique. Barry.
Okay.
Joel the Nanny says, love this dude. This song does sound really similar to a lot of his other songs.
It does.
Slightly disappointing. I can dig it, though. Thebe says, his signature vibrato isn't showcased here. What is life? I don't know, Thebes.
Well, he went through like some craziness when we interviewed him about
this record. He did. He almost lost his voice.
Yeah.
And he actually did lose it for a little while, and they weren't sure if it was going to come back.
Yeah.
He had to get surgery, all this ridiculousness. So where do you find yourself when you're a singer, and that's your talent, and that's your calling, and then your voice is gone?
And you can't speak for how many months? He couldn't say a word.
He couldn't do anything. So where do you find yourself, and how do you persevere? I think this new record, if I remember him correctly in the interview with Birga, he said that this new record is all about that journey.
Yeah.
So he does sound a little different.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing. Brandy C. says she's a fan. It's a good morning song. And Victoria says, keep it good, beat.
What's crazy is to think about the fact that he wrote this record while he didn't have a voice, wondering, well, am I going to get to ever put this record out or not? But he was faithful and kept going with it.
And that's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Even if he would have never been able to sing again, you have to look at that as like it's God's plan. God has something else for me. He's going to use something else. You just have to have that faith and trust that no matter what happens in this life, God's got it under control.
Even my stomach flu?
Stomach flu.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. 7:46.
High today of 68 degrees.
You never change. I feel great this morning.
Tell him.
As
sure
as a star.
It's okay,
sorry,
buddy.
Guys.
It's all right. It's all right, you know? It's probably, you know what? You're a little wound up, and I think that maybe the interview wars kind of got to you. Maybe that's why you're sick, because you've been putting all your energy into trying to book all these amazing interviews.
Yeah, you know?
And
yeah.
Now it's just catching up with you, and now look where we're at.
Tied? We're in a bad place.
Well, we're not going to be tied here in a second because...
Interview
I just booked. I just booked another one.
Okay. You did? You got
okay,
it?
Okay, it's not confirmed. I shouldn't say I just booked.
I mean, you're kind of counting your horses there.
Uh-huh. Jane Seymour.
What?
No way.
Are you
serious? Of course, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
That's a big
Wedding
one.
Crashers.
That's a big one.
A bunch of other...
Steve-O, that's a big one.
No, I know.
It's a huge... Jane Seymour, everybody.
I have so many things to ask Dr.
Oh,
Quinn
I know
Medicine
you do.
Woman.
Oh,
did you watch
I know
that show?
You do.
I used
Hell
to
we did.
Love that
my
show.
My parents loved that
oh,
show.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
I'm sorry.
How many points
I'm
for Jane Seymour? How many points for Jane Seymour
no,
if it turns out to be a great interview?
You can't say
I'm pretty
that.
Excited about it.
Oh, gosh.
Subjectively, I feel like
that's
I should
not
get more
fair.
Points.
Okay. Yeah. It'd be like if I was trying to book like Helen Mirren or Jennifer Lawrence. Like,
oh,
that's
gosh.
Just not fair.
Why is that
you
not fair? Because
you just booked someone
them.
That he loves.
Yeah, but you're booking that lady from... Better Call Saul that you like so much.
I do.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm booking it. I'm, gosh.
And we have that great interview on Wednesday.
Well, hey,
who
maybe
that,
you need to follow Dex's lead and appeal more to the judge.
Yeah, Ty White. We're interviewing Ty White that
that's
you booked on
happening.
The People vs. Wait, what?
That's
did you
when
say?
They canceled.
Well, oh,
that's
wait, what? What?
Interview.
Oh, they canceled. Okay.
He canceled in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. They had to do some reshoots for the new
What's
show.
What's up, bro?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jane Seymour.
Don't get all cocky now. What? The only reason we're even tied is because you got pity votes, all right? Don't give me that. You know where we stand, sir.
Uh-huh.
I am legitimately winning.
Well, that's not true. You're a cheater.
Hey, I'm the one that decides who's legitimately winning.
That's true. Yeah,
me.
That's true.
So there you go. There's an update on Interview Wars. Let's move on.
News. I don't want to read the news.
You have to, buddy.
No, I don't.
I got a bunch over here,
I'm
man.
I'm the judge.
Yeah.
I can decide what I want to do.
That's true.
I just realized this. Ugh. Like, maybe if I don't want to read the news, I don't necessarily have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You don't have to do it.
I mean, because to me, it's like I'm controlling the collective fate of the show right now. It's pretty fun.
Whatever you need, buddy.
Feels
I'm right
like
here.
Feels like I've got a magnifying glass and you guys are just ants.
Oh,
and the sun's coming out.
Come on now.
Pretty exciting. We got a clip. Stephen Curry's 3-year-old daughter saying happy birthday to him. Stephen.
Oh, sorry.
Stephen Curry.
Sorry.
I apologize. Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, she's so cute.
Happy birthday to you,
little pitcher.
Daddy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
One of the coolest things about Stephen Curry is that whenever he gets interviewed, he always has his daughter with him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she actually gives the interviews sometimes.
It's an incredible deflection technique.
Uh-huh.
That's
uh-huh.
good.
Yeah, she's cute.
I'm going to do that with Jay Danger. Local news, police say that a woman is in critical condition after the Northwest Albuquerque shooting.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, Albuquerque. Come
Officers
on,
were on the scene of a shooting Monday night that left one woman in critical condition. Happened on the 1900 block of 2nd Street in Northwest Albuquerque
downtown.
At about 5:02.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
One woman was taken to the hospital. She's currently in critical condition. The police were able to take one person into custody. The investigation is ongoing.
Telling you, man, Albuquerque's slowly turning into Gotham City.
It is not turning into... Don't say anything if you watched last night.
Did oh,
you
I watch didn't, last... no.
Oh.
I haven't even watched this season yet. I have to get caught
wait,
up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm 3 episodes behind.
Oh, okay.
Mm. The wait. NCAA tournament, March Madness, has been going on for 77 years.
Wow.
This is the first time that every single team involved has at least 4 losses.
Dude.
Ugh. Remember, your odds of filling out a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Wow.
That's a lot of tillions. That's a ton of cotillions.
No wonder why that guy's putting up $1 billion. If you win, you get $1 billion.
Man, that's pretty awesome.
I don't think he does that anymore. I don't know. But he did it a couple years ago.
Who's going to win it, guys?
You know, you got the ones that are usually always there, you know, like Kentucky, and you got Michigan State is always good. You got Duke, which, you know, they've been on. I don't know. I don't want to say who's going to win yet.
That's because you don't follow it enough and you have no
honestly,
idea.
Honestly, I really don't.
Yeah, me either this
who's going to win? Tell me.
Dude, this is seriously the first year in a long time. I'm like, I have no clue because I haven't followed at all.
I never watch until March Madness begins. That's when I start to watch college basketball.
I didn't even realize college basketball was still a thing.
Yeah.
I thought they got rid of that in the 90s. Lindsay Lohan's net worth is just $500,000.
Ooh.
Same amount of money that William Hung and Justin Guarini from American Idol have in their bank account.
That's really
wow.
sad.
I know. I
one
can't
point,
believe.
Man, she had millions of
did
one
you
point.
Guys forget that Justin Guarini existed?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
not
crazy.
Even, I mean, like, existence level, like, forgetting.
See, American Idol guy? Who is he?
He was the one that lost to Kelly Clarkson.
Mm.
Totally forgot that guy was, like, a person. Nah, I'm just kidding.
It's worth. Yeah.
He's actually been in a lot of the promos lately. We have Hulu. And this is the final season of American Idol. And so the commercials, why does Hulu have commercials? The commercials between the segments of the TV shows, there's an American Idol one. And it's the first part of it is the moment when they announced Kelly Clarkson is the winner. So he's standing there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him.
They made a movie together. It was terrible. Speaking of former stars, Lou Bega, Mambo number 5, still has $1 million to his name. And Coolio. 100,000.
The Coolio only has 100 grand? That's sad.
Only.
It's because he's surrounded by dangerous minds.
Okay.
But he came out with that cookbook, Cooking with Coolio.
I didn't realize that you liked Coolio's cookbook.
Yeah. He called into our show a couple years ago for Thanksgiving.
What was he? Something going on in the kitchen, but
yes!
I don't know what's cooking. Now I do. I've got a cookbook. You can purchase it. Is that what he said?
Something like that, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Dex and Leslie couldn't make it to the gym yesterday, and here's why.
Oh.
There was a crazy accident, and an officer was involved.
Really?
Yes, but he is expected. Did you not see the pictures?
Did you see the cop car?
No, I was too busy being angry with you that you totally bailed on the gym again.
Whoa!
Yeah. There was a multi-vehicle crash on Paseo del Norte near Coors Boulevard on Monday. It occurred east of Coors, but west of the river. So right there in the sweet spot. Eastbound Paseo was reduced to one lane because of the wreck. And an Albuquerque police officer involved in the wreck is expected to be okay, though his car is clearly not. It looks like he's got half a car.
Man.
Action 7 News will provide updates as they become available.
Thank goodness nobody was in the back.
Man.
Yeah, it's toast.
That's a pretty ridiculous wreck. And yeah, it totally clogged up Paseo on both sides.
I've seen some crazy accidents lately in Albuquerque. People need to be careful. We were coming or driving to the baseball tournament this weekend, St. Paddy's Day tournament. And there was a four-car accident on 528. I mean, it was nasty.
Really?
It looked like something out of Mad Max. Everybody just mangled cars.
Dang.
Four of them. Four involved. Unreal, man.
You, Gotham City.
It's in Gotham City. There's mm-hmm. no accidents in Gotham mm-hmm. City. There's no cars in Gotham.
There are no accidents because they're all planned.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
In Lexington, Kentucky, a Chuck E. Cheese's closed early Saturday night because staff was overwhelmed by the number of kids in the establishment.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Here's the thing, guys. The kids took over this Chuck E. Cheese.
Are you serious?
They took
like
it over.
Lord of the Flies?
They kicked all the parents out, and they're still ruling it.
Oh,
it's a
gosh.
Situation. There were bombs going off. Explosions. I made up that last part. But police were called to the restaurant on East New Circle Road in the Woodhill Shopping Center about 6 p.m. after a report of a large disorder. Lexington Police Lieutenant Albert Johnson said the disturbance was verbal and did not involve physical fighting. When officers arrived, they found a few parents and some employees in the parking lot. People were just upset they were shutting the store down. Staffing there wasn't up to par, and they weren't able to manage that many kids. They had to shut the store down. There were too many kids.
Holy cow. Crazy.
Man, Chuck E. Cheese.
No, thank you.
Children are not to be trifled
with. Speaking of stomach flus,
yeah?
That place just gives me the creeps. Man, I must be a germaphobe, man.
Why are you a germaphobe?
I don't know, but that places like that just... Ugh.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese for my...
No!
Guys... Here's the thing. They described a chaotic situation, witnesses did, in which parents grew angry because they wanted refunds and at least one little boy had his birthday party canceled.
Oh my gosh.
It's a war zone. There are explosions.
Yep.
There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
He was bawling.
Taco
Bell
ladies
witness.
Everywhere.
She is. How did she
everywhere.
Get to Lexington?
We gotta take a break. Good morning, everybody.
Guys, a corporate spokeswoman said it was a case of the manager going rogue.
Okay, when we come back, an email. New Music Tuesday continues.
I got some huge news.
Huge news? Oh, yeah, you got to do the video game stuff.
News on that. Huge update from Keanu Reeves on the greatest trilogy of all time. Bill and Ted!
Yeah!
Dex, get an interview with Keanu Reeves.
Okay,
oh, my gosh.
I'll do it. I'll book it now.
You'll win interviewer. You'll win Life Wars with me.
It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Some might say we are the Robin Hood of the radio.
Some people might not.
804.
High today of 68 degrees.
Steve-O is going to pass away this morning.
Dude.
All right, buddy? Okay.
I'm hanging in there, man. I'm here.
Yep. This morning on the show, it's all about puke wars.
How do you win puke wars?
First one to puke wins.
No, I don't think that's a winning thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it could be if you feel better.
Got to get it all out. Got to get it out of your system.
Get it out of your system.
What do you win?
Well, you win puke wars.
Yeah. That's, I mean, but there's no prize.
No, enough said. Enough said. Enough said.
It's pride. You win pride.
Pride, baby. You win America.
I guess so. Self-respect.
You win the internet.
That's right.
You get that self-esteem knowing that you're... Not too cool to throw up
that's right.
on air because you're sick.
Man, I spent a lot of time putting that together this morning.
Yeah.
A lot of time. That voice guy is awesome.
Pupa Wars.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Oh, by the way, since you know we're talking about Puke Wars, Interview Wars, I have an interview that you could book if you want.
Is Spider-Man your background?
It sure is.
You sweetheart.
Landon did that for me.
We're so excited about the new Spider-Man, everyone.
Here's an interview opportunity for you, Steve-O. April is Financial Literacy Month.
Yeah.
Here's a chance to talk to Emmy Award-winning creators of Biz Kid and Bill Nye the Science Guy about getting our kids and ourselves better prepared to earn, save, and invest. I will forward this email to you if you want to book it. It's
I don't need your handouts.
How to turn $100 into $1 million? Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to forward this.
I'm going to win $1 million.
You know, you had one cancel on you, and you're all about just booking people. So
wow.
Let's go right ahead. Yeah. Why don't you talk about your video game news?
Yeah, actually, major. I need some science fiction.
You need a video game news thing.
Yes. Beep, 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 I beep, actually beep, have one.
It's click, Tech click, Tuesday, click. Guys. Good Tech shot. Tuesday. In my text. Tech Tuesday minute. That's hard to say.
No, maybe I don't.
Oh. You have any tech sounding stuff?
No, I don't, Steve-O. Why were you yelling at me?
That's weird. You spent hours getting puke wars ready, but you don't have anything for Tech Tuesday, huh?
No, we called you out, bro.
Huh. That's interesting.
Called you out, bro, Heem.
I'm not going to play anything now.
In a move that is right up there with Sonic the Hedgehog appearing next to Super Mario in a video game, Microsoft announced yesterday on their Xbox blog that they are opening up the Xbox Live online platform to everyone across all platforms. Yeah! What does that mean? That means if you have an Xbox One or Xbox 360, you can potentially play video games with your friends who have a PlayStation.
That's awesome.
Or rock it on Windows or, yeah, different PC networks.
Yeah, it is pretty frustrating when you're hanging out with your buddy and you find out that they love the same game as you. And you're like, yeah. Oh, what's your gaming tag, bro? What do you play on? I'm Xbox.
PlayStation. PS4.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It means that potentially games like Destiny or Call of Duty could be playing online together by players on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. But it also means that Microsoft now is putting the ball in Sony's court, hoping they will do the right thing, making it cross-platformable on their console as well. Xbox is saying that they're opening it up for the capabilities to do so, but it would require Sony to respond in kind and say, heck yeah, we want to play with you guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that's happening yet.
Oh, no.
Yahoo Tech reached out to Sony, and they have not responded.
Come on.
Microsoft is saying enough is enough. This is dumb. We want people to be able to play games. You play games so that you can play online together, and if you're on different platforms, you can't play with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Dumb, dude.
Considering Microsoft and Sony's long rivalry between Xbox and PlayStation, this is a huge change and a philosophical shift in everything, because it's always been like one versus the other. Right. Imagine when you were a kid, if Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo were friends and you could like play together with across the what?
That sounds like sacrilege.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, man.
That's good news. That's great.
I was very happy because it means that I could finally play video games with you, Xbox One-er. I seriously been debating on getting an Xbox One, and then I remembered it's stupid expensive, and I can't do that.
Yeah, they dropped a little bit in price.
Still expensive. I was looking at that Division, that new game. They have like a Division Xbox One bundle. I was like, maybe I'll do that.
We just got an Xbox 360 again.
What?
But we don't have any controllers or any games.
Oh, you should have hit me up. I have all of them's.
Do you?
Yeah. Like four controller. It's up in the kids' room.
Do they play it?
Yeah. That's why I'm like, maybe I'll trade in all my video game systems and get me an Xbox One so I can play it with my friend there.
That's
Dexter.
What I used to do, actually. We used to have all of the old game systems, we always traded up.
Yeah.
That's how we usually get the game systems.
We have multiple game systems that are just sitting there.
Yeah, see, you don't need them anymore.
Right. That's my thing.
Yeah.
You guys know what else is a game system?
What?
New Music Tuesday. This is the new song from Viridia. It's called Say a Prayer. Tell us what you think about it at our Facebook.
We'll be back in just a second.
Feeling kind of lost again.
Say a prayer. It's New Music Tuesday on Star 88. What are they saying about it, Tam?
I think people are digging it so far. It's a little bit of a different sound for Viridia than, I guess, what we're used to. This is more of a ballad. Not really used to that from them. David says, not a huge fan of female lead vocals, but I like this one. Mariah says, maybe. LOL. It was okay. Laura says, it's okay. And Phoebe says, it'll be on Air 1.
Okay.
For show.
For show. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Tell us what you think about all the new music this morning. New Music Tuesday.
Going on, guys.
Hello.
Hey, did you guys play Nine Lashes?
Yes.
Yeah.
We just did a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I missed it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, darn it. How about Cutlet?
Not so much with them.
Okay.
We premiered a new song from them, I think, back in the fall, but people didn't like it, so we didn't add it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I was just wanting to check.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks,
man. See you, man. You can always email us, studio@star88.fm, if you can't get through the phone lines. Facebook us. All that jazz.
Yeah.
All that. What else did you have, Steve-O? You had some other things you wanted to talk about.
A ton of stuff, man, going on in the world today. Looking a little sad, like life is imitating art for Bill and Ted 3. Bill and Ted 3 has been in pre-production for so very, very, very long with this idea that they just couldn't write that next hit, and ironically enough, they haven't been able to finish the script. So they talked with Keanu Reeves this week as he's preparing for all of the goodness, like, I don't know, John Wick 2?
Yeah, oh, wow.
Oh,
John Wick 2.
This is really going to, challenge him if he decides to go back and do a Bill and Ted's, because He has been typecast as just this awesome action hero. And
which
to go
totally
backwards,
cool.
I don't know. I don't know if he could do it.
He can do it.
I don't know.
He's Keanu Reeves, the greatest actor in the world.
He's in the world.
They talked to him back in October 24. He said, we're closcloser, but we're not closer. And then in April 2015, in an interview, he said, we're closer. We're closer. But as of last week, he reverted back to the original spot, saying, we're closer and we're not closer. We're expecting another draft, and then hopefully we'll actually get closer. He's still stoked. He still really wants to do this project. Said, we're trying to get the script together, trying to get the story right, working with the studio so we have a bit of support, and a sense of, like, if the material comes through, we'll try and make this picture. We're really just trying to get the story right. Imagine how difficult that would be. I mean, sadly, we recently saw two incredible actors in Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey sign on for a movie that was a sequel that had taken so many years to finally put together. And I didn't even watch it because a lot of people said it was bad.
I saw it.
Yeah?
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which one?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sequel. Great.
Which is why I'm excited that Bill and Ted at least are going, nah, we've had a few scripts. It's not quite right. You know what? We're just going to go back to the drawing board. And
I love that.
I'm glad
that they're doing that, because at least they're just not going to throw something together just to throw it together.
It'd be very popular to just throw something out there right now because it's Bill and Ted, and there's still that audience that's super nostalgic saying, yeah, bro, put it out right now. But it sounds like they're doing it right. I think. I'm excited.
Good. I'm excited, too.
It'll probably never happen.
No! Don't you say that.
Don't get your hopes up,
everybody.
Don't
you say that. Speaking of sequels, Robert Downey Jr. this week was talking about Civil War and says that he doesn't believe that Civil War is Captain America 3. He says he feels like it's more Iron Man 4.
Oh, he's just playing into the whole thing. He's trying to take over that whole movie.
Maybe.
Team Captain America.
I don't know.
Steve-O, hold on a second. Hold on.
That's right. He says, in a way, it's Cap 3, but for me, it's really like Iron Man 4. And then it's back to the thing we all recognize. Everybody pulls over to the side of the road when the thunder of an Avenger sings comes through, because that's how it is until it changes.
Avengers.
If it changes. He's also said he's still up to do another Iron Man, even though there is no Iron Man 4 slated. He's actually still interested. Of course, he's kept in top shape because of the Avengers movies and now Cap 3 and
how cool
the
is
fact
it?
That he is Tony Stark.
How cool is it that they've been able to keep the same actors for all of these?
Dude, over a decade now.
That's so awesome.
Man, I hope they don't make an Iron Man 4.
Really?
I really do. I hope he just appears in the Avengers movies or in other movies.
Mm. Well, he looks like he's going to have equal screen time with everybody else in this one, you know? So
I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. Even without that standalone movie, obviously, he's still a huge part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And, I just stand up and applaud Robert Downey Jr., Jon Favreau, because when they made the first Iron Man movie, people were going, Iron Man? Ugh.
Who this is?
I was so stoked, and it was perfect. And that really paved the way for what we have today with all of our nerd films.
Yeah.
So, nerd!
At least in the Marvel Universe, come Monday, Teo and I are going to see the screener of Batman vs. Superman. We'll see. They're trying once again to ignite something on the DC side. But
does it worry you that they are doing a sneak for it?
No.
No.
No, because this is something Warner Brothers had planned over a year ago for the fans that went to this.
Yeah, but there's other sneaks around town.
You're a sneak.
You're a sneak, yeah. That's what
does that worry you?
No, why would that worry
you? They do that because for every movie.
No, they don't. Usually when they know they have a hit on their hands, they sometimes don't do sneaks.
No, but I think on the flip side, sometimes if you know you have a hit on your hands, you do a sneak because word of mouth will get people to want to come to your movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's what they did. That's what they did with Deadpool.
Nuh-uh me?
Oh my god! They did a crazy sneak, like super surprise sneak peek for Deadpool. Nuh-uh. And then that's what happened.
Oh,
word of mouth spread and... It was not nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't done. I need Star Wars music.
Do it. Now.
Actor John Boyega.
Hired Evan.
He played Finn in The Force Awakens.
He was great.
Well, he's apparently a great human as well because he took a trip to the Royal London Hospital to visit sick children dressed as Finn from The Force Awakens.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Look
at
that. Decked out in his full gear.
Oh, that's awesome.
The best part is the actor went there on behalf of the Rays of Sunshine charity. He was joined by a 5-year-old boy diagnosed with a brain tumor who wanted to meet John Boyega as Finn. And his make-a-wish, if you will, wasn't just to meet him and hang out. He said, rather than having Finn to himself, he wanted Finn to meet all of the kids at the Royal London Hospital and give them Star Wars toys.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's way cool.
It's really cool.
5-year-old just knows the meaning of selflessness.
You know, it's easy on him, though, because you think about his movie costume, and it's basically just a jacket and some pants.
A leather
pants.
Jacket and black t-shirt. That's what he was sporting. Yeah.
What you don't want to be is that guy Lash from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and go make an appearance at a hospital.
Which, by the way, not too long ago, Ron Perlman.
Hellboy, I remember
as
that.
As Hellboy.
You don't want to be that
and
situation.
And he spent the hours in makeup to prepare to be Hellboy
again.
Yeah,
he got on the full getup.
Dude, I was so stoked at that because I remember how difficult that was for him when he was making Hellboy 1 and 2 because he talked about the prosthetics and everything that went into the makeup and how much work it was. But he was willing to don that for a children's hospital. And that just speaks volumes to the character of a human, man. Mm-hmm. So, shout out. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
I know, Chewie. It gets hot in your costume. It does.
Mm-hmm. I could be done with nerd talking.
Okay.
I love Nerd Talk. You know who else loves Nerd Talk? Everyone on Facebook, because they say so every time we do Nerd Talk.
Ooh. Yeah, and when we go out in public, people are always coming up to us going, hey guys, when's Comics Corner coming back, guys?
When's Comics Corner? You shouldn't make fun of your listeners.
When's Comics Corner coming back,
they don't
guys?
All
That's my
sound
favorite
like
part
that.
Of the show. I love it.
It's the best.
It
people
is.
Do
I love it,
it
too, guys.
No,
I love it. But the thing is, we have Comics Corner just sprinkled into the show. That's what's great about it. It's sprinkled in.
It's no longer a corner. It's an entire street.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, a city block.
It's important for it to be a spice and not a flavor.
Good way to look at that.
Bless you.
Good way to look at it.
Blue fairy dust all over this computer.
Mm-hmm. Sprinkle it.
Don't ask me where
sprinkle
I got
it.
It's illegal.
Oh, man.
We got to take a break here.
No!
We do.
We don't.
Fine. You don't have to. I mean, do you have something you wanted to talk about right now?
Yes.
And then you go.
I have so much I want to talk about.
No, you don't.
Guys, it is Super Duper Tuesday.
My computer is being a jerk.
Super Duper Tuesday. All you fans of the movie Hook and Rubio! This could be his swan song if he doesn't get Florida. Just saying, bro.
Well, have a Super Duper Tuesday, everybody.
When we come back, more headlines. New Music Tuesday continues. Is Tam coming in for Quality Tam Tuesday?
Who is Tam? I don't remember her.
I don't remember her.
I don't know. Does I don't know either. She's just anymore? On my list here of things that's happening. But
we need to see if Nat wants to come in.
All right, everybody. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Primaries in five states. Much of the focus, though, on Ohio and Florida.
Florida, you ready to make America great again?
Sarah Palin at a Trump rally. Her husband had been hospitalized in a snow machine accident.
Why did an Amtrak train go off the rails on a straight track in Kansas?
President Obama has signed a law that allows workers at federal prisons to carry pepper spray.
Scientists have discovered the remains of a new species of dinosaur.
Dozens of inmates barricaded themselves inside a dormitory at a South Alabama prison.
Europe and Russia have launched a spacecraft on a joint mission to sniff out signs of life on Mars.
AAA's national average for regulars close to $1.94 a gallon.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering his troops to start pulling out of Syria.
Kurdish security forces say they have captured an American who is fighting with the Islamic State group.
A first in the nation law in Massachusetts limiting opioid prescriptions.
We are 2 days away from St. Patrick's Day.
Good day, mate!
Totally different.
Yeah. It's the same to me.
Hey, Steve, who invented daylight saving time?
Remember? Satan?
Satan did?
I thought it was the devil.
I thought you said
FarmersOnly.com.
It was Benjamin Franklin, dummies. And he didn't invent it. I think he just kind of like said it was a good... Maybe he did invent it.
He did not invent it.
Who invented it? Who is an inventor?
Coldplay invented it?
Kinda. Okay. A guy named William Willett invented daylight saving time, and his great-great-grandson is Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Nice. Okay, yeah. I thought Benjamin Franklin kind of pushed the
Maybe
idea.
Maybe he was the advocate.
Yeah,
I think
he was a big advocate.
That's Chrissy's great-great-great-something or another. My wife, Chrissy Franklin.
Chris Martin from Coldplay?
Yes.
Whoa! Man, he's old. What are you singing?
What?
I'm nailing it. Yeah. Let's see. Did I already do the time?
Nope.
8:34.
How did it have 68 degrees?
Let's check the roads, and then we'll jump into some viral video stuff you guys need to check out and some
Don't
headlines.
Say viral anymore, man.
Traffic!
It's all in your head,
Let's
Steve-O.
Check it on out when you're looking at the road. There's traffic going on, and we know you need to know traffic.
Accident right lanes blocked I-40 east at 6th Street. Happened about an hour ago, and if you are eastbound on 40, you're feeling it. Because you're down to like 30 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour. Also, there's an accident off to the side, I-40 West at Carlisle Boulevard. Actually, also happened around an hour ago. Looks like things are still okay around that accident. But again, accident right lanes blocked I-40 East at 6th Street. It's messing up your morning commute, but we're here to make it better.
Traffic!
Wait a second. Way up north. Look at this, guys. I found something. An accident in the road is reduced to one lane I-25 north at New Mexico 16.
Wow. You've never been out there.
If you're heading up to Santa Fe and you're listening to us, it's reduced to one lane.
Oh,
25 north
bad.
Is. Yeah, that's real bad. Happened about 7 minutes ago, so look out for that, guys.
Did you say heading north or south?
North on 25. Mm. Way up yonder way.
Traffic!
Thank you, Tao. Thank you, thank you.
You think that's going viral? That's going viral.
That's right, viral video time. I got to make an intro for viral videos.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's going viral.
Viral.
It's viral video time.
First one.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
Tay will post this up at our Facebook page when he gets a chance.
If he feels like it.
This is pretty cool. A guy throws a paper airplane out a window, and it comes back to him. And you're thinking, okay, that's kind of lame. No, it's not. It's really cool. This video is making the rounds.
Very bored.
Well, that's how you know.
This is cool.
That's how you know if the paper airplane loves you or not. You let it go, and then it comes back to you.
Picture Maverick from Las Cruces.
Then you have to feed it.
He makes a paper airplane.
Yeah.
And he chucks it out the balcony of his, you know, bedroom.
Yeah.
And the thing flies. I mean, just takes off. And it looks like it's just going to, you can kind of see it drifting off into the distance. And all of a sudden, the wind catches it just right. And it comes back to him and flies right back into the window. And he catches it. And he goes, ha, ha. He starts freaking out. No? Okay. Next one. Captain America Civil War comes to Lego Marvel's Avengers in new trailer.
Yep.
So if you guys want to see that, that's pretty cool for all you Lego and Marvel fans.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hit the nerd talk button there, jerk?
No, I don't.
Go ahead and hit that nerd. You're talking about Legos in Captain America.
They're huge right now, Steve.
Oh, hey, are they?
Lego Mago.
I recommend the paper airplane. All right, you know what? I'm going to click this so you
guys
can watch it.
It's not happening.
Just watch it right here, guys. I know this is radio.
Watch it.
But I'm going to let... Okay, watch. Here he is.
I don't want to watch.
He's gonna
this is so
it.
Boring for
Look,
everyone.
He's chucking it. Boom.
Wait a second.
Look,
wait a second.
There
wait.
It is right there. See it?
The wind. The wind.
Okay.
You can't see it, but you can see the evidence of it.
It's going way out there. Wait, hold on a second.
Wait
it's
a
going
second.
Down.
Wait
oh,
a
wait.
Second.
The wind's going to catch
Wait a second.
It.
What's the guy doing? Is he yelling out bad words?
He's going, Hadaba! Hadaba!
So probably.
Japanese.
What?
It's Japanese or Chinese or something.
Oh my gosh! That's really neato.
Yay!
Celebration. Little did he know that was his contract for his new job. And he threw it out there as a sign.
Gosh.
And he said, if I throw this out there and it goes away, I'm not taking this job.
Man.
If it comes,
it
back,
comes back,
I'm going to take this job.
Yeah.
And it came back, so he took it.
This kid has about 1,300 followers.
Okay.
He's just blowing up from this viral
video. I'm trying to get to this thing.
He's got 71,000 likes
okay.
on Twitter right now on this video.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Cool. Are you going to post that one?
I'm going to post that
okay,
one because that's really neato.
It is really cool. Sorry I didn't explain it very well. I mean,
today's
no, you explained it perfectly. It was a viral video of a kid throwing a paper
it's
airplane.
Fine.
The wind caught it, and he caught it back.
That's pretty cool. That would never happen again.
I mean,
if you let the paper
was it real
airplane
though?
Go.
Okay.
And it comes.
The camera works a little shoddy.
I'm sick of this.
A sleight of hand.
You think that's going viral?
No.
That's going viral.
Thank you, Obama.
President Obama. All right. He's got a title. You respect it. Just like he has respected this office for 8 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. I'm
Stop
trying.
It right now. How you feeling, buddy? You seem like you're doing better.
Yeah, man.
He's faking it.
Yeah, I'm totally faking it. I want to go home. But then Daniel reminded me that we have a meeting after the show and I can't go home. So I'm just going to unfake it now.
They
just
say
be totally
you can't
well.
Go home
All
again.
Right, that's fine.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
By the way, Quality Tam Tuesday.
Is
Tam
it
will
happening?
Be joining us. I think, I remember she said she was coming in this Tuesday. I'm just going
to
plan
Until
on
she listened year. To the show and heard that I was sick and now nobody's, like everybody's staying away from us.
They've already got it.
Nobody's staying away from me. I got fans on fans trying to hit me up. Can I get a picture? Do you want to be in this movie? Hey, what's your email? I'm not answering anybody. You know why? Because it's stupid. Selena Gomez passed Taylor Swift to become the most followed celebrity on Instagram. That's right. Selena has 69.4 million followers. Taylor only has 69.2 million.
Wow.
Wait, 69 million?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my
Can
gosh.
Can you imagine?
Chump change if you got Johnny Danger on your feed.
The money that they're making off of just the social sites is insane.
I wish somebody would let me have a
I
job.
I can't even fathom that.
Where I can make money one day.
Nope.
Instead, I work in ministry, and I'm just eking my life away.
Nicely done.
Thank you. A woman in Maryland accidentally drove off the edge of a parking garage. Oh. I know we can all identify with that sentiment, am I right? On Monday, she fell four floors, landed on a sidewalk, Somehow she walked away, no major injuries.
Wow. Yeah.
Feats of strength.
Jeez.
Remember the Uber driver who went on a shooting rampage and killed 6 people in Michigan last month?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Apparently, he told police that the Uber app made him do it.
Okay.
He says it was controlling his thoughts and using him like a puppet.
That's kind of creepy.
That's brain control. It's different than mind control.
But I mean...
Brain control is more specific. Brain control, it's beyond your mind. It's the physical functions of the organ of your brain are manipulated.
Okay, speaking of brain functions, yesterday this interview dropped in my lap. And I was thinking about it yesterday afternoon, and I kind of want to share it to see if you guys think it would be a good interview. Okay. I talked to you a little bit about it yesterday.
Okay.
Think about it. Brainwaves. Mm. Brainwaves.
Okay.
So yesterday, I'm approached by someone who works here that was at a luncheon.
Oh.
Who met an individual mm-hmm. that helps animals.
Okay.
We all love animals. Every Friday, we've got Josette in here, who is very helpful and trying to get animals adopted. Well, this human is kind of like a therapist, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
She speaks to your animal.
Mm-hmm.
She has a local business here in Albuquerque. No kidding. And here's what she said. Hey, you can bring the dog to our place. We'll go to your place. Or if you're in a time crunch, don't worry about it because I can speak telepathically to them.
Okay. I'm down for this.
Don't even need to see your animal.
Who is it? I'd love to interview this
person. I have
their
card in my office, and I was thinking,
crazy.
Would this be a fun interview, or is this, are we introducing
Wait,
the
Wait, they work
box?
Here?
They work in the ABQ. The person who met this person works here.
Ooh.
And gave me the card
here,
and said,
here, can I say something real quick?
Legit.
Because, all right, here's the deal. I've been down that road many times on my other show.
Yeah.
We've done interviews like that for many, many years. And yeah. Here's the problem with doing an interview like that. We could come off as being, we could sound like jerks.
Because we never sound like that. Well, ever.
I'm just
ever.
Saying, it could get really bad. Because I feel like the only reason why you're booking is this so you can make fun of it.
Why would I make fun of somebody who telepathically speaks to animals?
Whatever.
I mean,
that just
right?
shows both of your short-mindedness because I'm booking this interview because I actually want to know what Beans is thinking.
Mm. See?
Okay. I mean, I just wanted to throw it out there.
Well, he's the interview wars judge, so if he says...
If that's what you want, book it.
Just send saying. It to me. I'll book it if I want
this
to.
This could be a... This could go south real fast.
It really could.
Well, I'm from the south, so I'm used to it.
Okay. All right.
Solar panels were stolen off a Rio Rancho couple's home.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Just when you thought it was safe to use affordable alternative energy, it's not. A Rio Rancho couple had solar panels stolen right off the roof of their home. It's not Christmas. If you hear something on the roof, you're probably getting your solar panels stolen.
How is that?
Unfortunately for them, they also used that same house as a place of business. The couple gave Rio Rancho police a description of who they think the thief is. They want to keep an eye out. So if you see a short, portly man with rosy cheeks and a long, white beard.
Okay.
Maybe he's got a giant belt on. Maybe he's got claws. I don't know.
I hope she goes to jail.
I do too. That's not the description. That was Santa.
Santa's Franken, in the North Pole right now.
Yeah, he's chilling.
Getting ready
man.
For next Christmas.
Cold chilling. Frank and Sherry L. have lived and worked in this Rio Rancho home since the year 2000. The year 2000! They are thousands of dollars out now because this thief stole the solar panel.
Did you say they were home at the time or they weren't home? Because that's crazy if they were home and they got their solar panels stolen.
I don't think so.
Really? That's crazy.
Okay, so Sherry and Frank both say it's devastating and it's dangerous. These people have to know how dangerous what they're doing it is. Like how it's crazy dangerous. It can kill you if you mishandle a solar panel.
Yeah, I bet.
It's not just a tingle in your hand like touching a wall plug. This system would have killed them.
So most likely the criminals would have worked in that industry.
Okay, so check it out.
Hmm?
We don't want to see anyone hurt or killed. It's been devastating. They recently spotted a black truck with damage to the driver's side front bumper and followed it into a neighborhood near their house. Sherry got close enough to look him right in the face.
Oh, so she saw what he looks like?
A thin face. He has a light reddish brown hair with a little white in the front, and he's riding around with a black and white collie, kind of a dog with a white spot on his face. They reported that description to Rio Rancho Police. An investigation is now underway. If you think you know who the thief is, call police. Can I play the clip? Because this is a little, like, did they just see this random truck and they were like, well, that's got to be him.
Yeah, right. If you want to.
Let me play. This is coming from KOB.
A Rio Rancho couple had solar panels stolen right off the roof of their home. And unfortunately for them, they also used that same home as the place of their business. They gave Rio Rancho police a description of who they think the thief is, and they want you to help keep an eye out.
And they unhooked the wires there. I'm surprised they didn't get electrocuted.
Frank and Sherry have lived and worked in this Rio Rancho home since the year 2000. They are out now thousands of dollars because a thief stole solar panels and batteries right off their roof.
These people have to know how dangerous what they're doing is. It can kill them. It's not just a tingle in your hand touching a wall plug. The system would have killed them.
Yeah, we don't want to see anyone hurt or killed.
Yes.
It's been devastating.
They recently spotted a black truck with damage to the driver's side front bumper and followed who they believe took those panels into a neighborhood close to their house. They got close enough to look him right in the face.
Thin face. He has lightish brown hair with a little white in the front. And he's riding around with a black and white collie kind of a dog with a white spot on its face.
They reported that description to Rio Rancho Police. An investigation is now underway.
If you know Give us a drawing. These-
so I'm led to believe that this one guy that rides around with a dog in his truck stole the solar panels?
That's weird. I don't know.
Maybe. Wouldn't it have to be a multi-man operation?
Yeah.
Aren't they huge
yeah,
and
they
heavy?
Yeah, they are big, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
If anybody has any details, 242 Cops...
Yeah, of course. Okay, there was a report last week that said using an e-cigarette is now the most popular way to quit smoking. But a new study at Oxford just found the best way to quit, go cold turkey.
Boom! You just gotta quit, man, and never pick it back up.
That's what I did.
It's easy.
So there you go, Chrissy, cold turkey.
That is, that's what I did.
A lot of people try that, man, and they just don't have the self-control.
It's hard. Jennifer Garner didn't throw Ben Affleck under the bus in a recent interview because he gained too much weight playing Batman.
No. What?
He returned the favor. He said, quote, she's a great person. We're on great terms. I just saw her this morning.
That's nice.
They're making it work.
That's cool.
Yeah, for the kids, man. For
Do
the kids.
Do it for the kids.
The band.
Do it for the kids. Band. We were mentioning how many Instagram followers Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez have because that's what we talk about now. And Cristiano Ronaldo is the most liked celebrity on Facebook with over 110 million.
Wow.
Likes. That's a lot.
Guess who's number second? Guess who's number second?
Justin Bieber.
No.
Vin Diesel.
No. Best coach on The Voice ever.
Pharrell Williams.
No.
Adam
Levine is
Levine.
His
no. Shakira.
Are you serious?
Second. 104.5 million
followers. I forgot she was on The Voice.
She's on The Voice?
Oh, she was for like a season and it was so bad.
Followed by Vin Diesel, Eminem, and Cristiano's soccer rival, Leo Messi.
Vin Diesel.
And finally, Fast 8 is filming in Iceland right now. The other day, a strong wind sent part of a plastic iceberg from the set flying into a horse enclosure,
Whoa.
Hitting two horses. One horse named Jupiter had to be put down, and the other horse said, Hey!
Okay.
You're welcome. That's your news.
Ow. New Music Tuesday. We play the hits. Maybe we don't. You decide. Facebook.com/star88FM. Go like us. Tell us what you think of all the new music. Who we playing, Tail?
Let me see here. What's it say on the thing?
Ryan Stevenson.
This is TFK, right? No, this is Ryan Stevenson. Okay. I looked over here. My bad. Ryan Stevenson, Goatee Artist. This is his latest single, Eye of the Storm.
Facebook.com/star88FM. Tell us what you think about it. When the solid... Everybody sing, come on now.
Lightning can result. Trapped in a storm, take cover in a ditch. But watching for the ditch.
Everybody, come on. In the middle of the war. Put your hands together.
You got my soul.
Steve-O's going up.
You alone are the anchor.
He's going up.
My sails are torn.
In that bucket.
Your love surrounds me.
Oh, buddy.
In the eye of the storm.
Thank you, guys.
That was good stuff from Ryan Stevenson.
Dex, we should write a song.
I'm kind of busy.
Oh.
I got a lot going on.
Did you just book another interview?
I might have just booked another interview, so we'll talk about that in just a minute. New Music Tuesday. What are they saying about
Ryan? Okay, so
old
Ben
Ryan?
Says, very nice. He's encouraged by the lyrics.
Good.
Katrina says she loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff says a little vanilla. He's more of a chocolate guy.
Mm-hmm.
Thebe says, you said something about Toby Mac, but I'll let that go in light of this being okay. It's middle of the road. Some people like it. Some people, not so much. Casey says, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. We need to know what you think.
Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Yeah.
Go tell us about all the new music that we play. That's how we decide whether, you know, we're going to add it to the playlist or just, you know, just push it to the side.
Did he say even when his child gets sick and dies?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Didn't fit the song at all. It was so, like, happy.
Well, because that's the eye of the storm.
No, I know, but I mean, like, but the storm would be song your... seems so, like, it'll be an end of something. And it was the most tragic things you could think of.
Well, that's life, buddy. There's tragedy everywhere.
Yeah, but... Guys, I'm sick. I'm sorry.
I know you are. Thank you for joining us, everybody.
You're welcome.
8:55.
I today have 68 degrees.
Guys, I just booked an interview tomorrow morning early on the show. I think this is going to be like a 6 a.m. AM-ish.
Really?
6 a.m.-ish?
6 a.m.-ish interview.
Let's call it AM-ish.
You want to know who it is?
Well, yes.
Interview Wars.
Whom is it?
T.D. Jakes.
The Bishop T.D. Jakes? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
The charismatic leader who serves as senior pastor of 30,000-member church in Dallas.
What?
Named America's best preacher by Time Magazine. You know, his communications inspire, you know, spans of film and television, radios, best-selling books, and the new box office hit, Heaven is for Real. He's going to be talking about miracles from heaven.
Oh,
everybody.
Man.
Miracle from Heaven. T.D. Jakes going to be on the show tomorrow. Does it get any better than T.D. Jakes?
I wish that we could get the...
oh, man.
That's
I
huge.
Wish we could get the Pet Psycho or whatever that was.
I don't even know what... Yeah. I'm speechless.
Man. I know.
Our morning show is going to be in the eye of the storm.
Yeah, no kidding. Good
job.
Were
you allowed to book that interview?
It's too late
I guess
now.
You did,
you
so
just booked it.
We're going to find out.
Didn't feel
you
guys, like talking to us about it.
If you have any questions for T.D. Jakes, just email him. studio@star88.fm.
He's always on Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil has him on to, you know, to counsel people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. Yeah.
Pretty big deal.
Oh, man. I'm so...
Dr. Phil. It's going to be interesting.
That's
the
type of interviews I book.
That's the calendar
right
there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep, yep.
Interview Wars.
Let's see how that one
man,
works
this
out.
Interview war is going to be over probably at the end of the week.
Dang, dude.
I'm
you are
be squashing
are
it. I think that's
packing
four
this week
right now.
Down
four.
With interviews.
I think we have three interviews just tomorrow.
Putting in the man hours.
Do we really? We have, yeah.
Seriously.
Dominic
it's,
Moynihan.
It's Wednesday.
Yep.
It's a good day for interviews.
We got... Now, apparently, T.D. Jakes.
Yep. He'll be calling in, hopefully, early, 6 o'clock hour.
Who else?
Of course, podcast. But,
do we have anybody in the 9 o'clock hour? Because I actually might have booked something for the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Good grief.
No, I don't think so, so you're good.
Okay, good.
We got to go to break.
All right.
9 a.m. Quality Tam Tuesday?
She's taking my spot, so I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Tam will be joining us. She's back from Israel. She'll tell us what the Holy Land was like. Can't wait to hear the stories.
Neato.
Torpedo.
We'll be back.
It's time for the morning invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
This is very nice here. On Friday, a 112-year-old man was given a Guinness World Record for being the world's oldest living man. Yeah. When asked how he achieved the record, the man said, I jumped out and scared my older brother. Sorry, I screwed up that joke. Just forget it. I screwed it up. Oh, we'll do it tomorrow. I don't think it's that topical.
112-year-old man, yeah.
I
don't think people would be sitting at home going, he didn't make a joke about the guy turning 112 years old. What happened to Jimmy Fallon? He gave up on us. Where's the joke about the 112-year-old guy getting the award? All right, let me try the joke again. I'll try it.
Come on, you can do it.
Yeah, yeah, here's what happened. You all know the story already, right? On Friday, it's the headline news. A 112-year-old man was given the Guinness World Record for being the world's oldest living man. When asked how he achieved the record, the man said, I jumped out and scared my older brother. We have another one.
Oh, really? Good.
We have another
double header.
That's right. A 112-year-old man was just named the world's oldest living man. When asked how he plans on celebrating, he said, by defeating Hillary Clinton to be the Democratic nominee. There you go. Now it's topical. Now you go.
That Jimmy Fallon, he's pretty funny. Good morning. It is March 15th, my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, babe.
Love you.
We're 2 days away from St. Paddy's Day. And I don't know if you knew this, but 44 years ago, what premiered in theaters?
Oh, wow.
The Godfather.
The Sopranos.
No. The Godfather.
Mafia movie.
Steve-O.
Yeah, buddy.
We might have to execute you because you're kind of slacking over there.
I think we should execute Steve-O.
It might be time for him to go. That's why I brought in Tam to take care of you.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, Tam.
Hello.
It's Quality Tam Tuesday. Good morning, Tam. How are you?
Morning. I'm back.
Welcome back to the show.
Missed you guys.
We missed you, too.
Yeah, for
real.
Missed
you like crazy.
You were in the Holy Land.
Getting holy.
Okay.
I was going to say, Tam, you have a shine about you today.
A glow.
Is it called The Shining when you have that? How many powers did you come back with?
7.
Really?
Yes.
The perfect number. That's how you knew. That's how you knew. What can you do now?
I actually wanted to give a huge thank you to you guys. I don't know how you did it, but how in the world did you guys put so many stairs in Israel? I was like on my way there.
Yeah.
How'd you do it? You set up a Desert Forge set up CrossFit because you knew that I'd be climbing every day of my life.
Are you coming to the gym today?
Whoa, wrong button.
You would have loved it. You would have loved the workout yesterday.
Well, yeah. I just want you to know that as I was away, I thought to myself, self, they are working out in a gym for a measly hour right now.
Just trying real hard.
No, you're literally working out in the gym for 1 hour.
Yeah.
I had 17-hour days of climbing hills and stairs and mountains.
So let's talk about this for a second. Let's talk about this. So you went on a trip to the Holy Land.
Went to Israel.
Okay. And, you know, when I hear spots like, hey, sign up, we're going to Israel, we want you to be a part of it, I'm thinking, man, I would love to be able to go on a trip like that. That'd be so cool.
Yes.
To get to experience the Holy Land, get to walk where Jesus walked.
Yes.
All this. So what was the experience like? Was it everything you imagined it to be?
It was everything and more, simply because when you get there, you don't really realize where you're at. And then as you're walking around, no, don't give me that face, Taylor.
You're like, wait, Israel.
My point is that you don't really grasp the depth of where you're at.
I get that.
You're there until, like, you open up your Bible, you start reading through, like, different stories, and Skip starts teaching and stuff, and you're like, I'm just standing in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was oftentimes with his disciples. And also, this is where he sweat
blood.
Blood. This is where he came right before. And then you walk down the road of like the path that he took to the cross and where he was. I mean, it's just like, it's.
You're
clearly
there.
Clearly
so you were at the exact spot where Jesus was crucified?
Okay, that I want to say yes. I'm 99.999%
yes. This is what I wanted to ask you about, because I knew.
Because all these
that
jokes.
All these places are the purported places.
Yes.
Where it could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably about 30 feet of soil separated from maybe where it actually was.
Okay.
Because they have to dig.
Right.
Down to find the thing. But then also, they're not totally sure. They're like, this could have been, or it was over there. Maybe it was back there. No. So I want to know, were you in the actual spot? Because you have powers. I want to know if you knew.
This is true.
Oh, now he speaks. Mm. Okay, so
guys, I don't feel
I
well.
Was I'm really okay. sorry.
I'm being an attentive
okay. really
listener.
Sorry you're not feeling well. I'm happy you're engaged.
Why don't you just heal him?
Lay your hands on Steve-O.
So, okay, to answer your question and every other person's question in the world about that, there's some spots that you go to that you know that you're at least, if like 10 to
proximity.
Two, yes. Yeah. Okay. In the proximity, you're extra close. Okay. So even if you weren't standing on that one exact spot, you're like the furthest away you are is like 100 feet.
Okay.
Okay. So you're still in that area.
General area.
Yes. And so we took we separated from the group one day. I just confessed that on air, so that's good. But I
so you weren't skip. Supposed.
We went,
Tam so anyway, separated from the group.
Bygones. The past is the past.
She
no
could
sense
have taken
the past.
Tones.
So we were. Antonio was. I really appreciated his tour guide abilities.
Don't drag him into this.
He's so good. Actually, you guys might want to call Tones one of these days and ask him how it felt to be pulled aside by the Israeli police.
really?
And that's all I'll say about
just
that.
You guys did, or okay? The whole group?
Just him.
Is
just
Tones him? Okay?
He's okay, guys.
Why? Did
He's
he have to rough him up a little bit?
In the American way.
Did he have to rough him up a little bit?
He got a little roughed up a little
what?
Bit.
Can you
but
say
when
why?
They found
did he
out,
rough them up? I
turns
know
out, turns out Antonio was carrying a knife.
Oh,
you know, thinking
tons.
It would be no big deal, right? Like, just like having a knife. He didn't have a gun on him. He was just carrying a knife. He's a Marine, right? That's oh. He's a, he just throw like, hey, I want to protect myself, whatever, we're in another country. And when he went through the little security check, they were like, what is this? And he was like, it's just a pocket knife.
Oh, it's my knife.
Oh, it's just my knife.
I was just thinking that movie.
And he was like, and the guy was like, no, no, you come
this
here.
This is a knife.
This is not okay to be in Jerusalem with this weapon. Yeah. Like, who are you? Man. They sat him down. They grilled him.
Live by the sword,
they got
die by
crazy.
The sword.
Oh, man. Got crazy. Bible. And mind you, he was separate from me. He had gone off, to kind of go look around and stuff without me there.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I'm waiting up. It's like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, where is he? This is strange. He hasn't called. He hasn't texted. Like, something's not right. Like, I just don't think... I don't know. He's been gone kind of too long,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when he got back, he's sweating and he's like, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to be worried. Here's the thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened?
He probably experienced like a
I
whole
got
movie.
Arrested. I mean, I just like, what? But then when he told him he was a Marine, everything changed. Everything changed. Oh, you're a Marine from America. I don't know.
And then they were like, then they probably were like, we need you for a mission.
Who killed Osama bin Laden?
Did you kill
him?
Yeah, they probably used
him
for a mission.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Really? They asked him who killed Osama bin Laden?
They asked him. They were just enamored by the fact that he was a Marine, that he was a military, he was a United States Marine. They loved it.
Yeah.
So they told him, listen, buddy, here's the thing. You gotta watch out. You can't be doing this. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But here's what's going on. That's illegal. You can't have that here. So he got rid of it. Thank the Lord he was safe. Loved that. But it was cool to go around with him because he was like a really good tour guide.
Yeah, well, he has experience from the military.
His brain retains things like I cannot even describe. Like, he's just so intelligent. And when it comes to history, he loves history. So he took me around and like 10 other people. And he showed us this area. This is where this is, and this is where that is, and this is where blah, blah, blah. And we're like, whoa. And so that was way cool to be able to walk around and hear from one-on-one instead of being in a tour of like, you know, 50 people and you're in the back of the line. You're like, bus one, get on bus one.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, you got to go to the bathroom again. Yeah. Get on bus one. Like, you know
sometimes
what I mean?
Sometimes people just have to go to the bathroom.
Sometimes they got
to
go, and that's okay. When you got to go, you got to go.
Hey, just go, man.
So would you would definitely recommend this trip to everyone?
I would totally recommend this trip to everyone. But I would also recommend that you do a little bit of research before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when you go, you're not, it's not so much as a fire hydrant, because it's already like a fire hydrant of information in general. But when you walk around, you're like, how is this 2,000 years old?
Mm-hmm.
3,000 years old. Then we went to some places 4,000 years old. And you could see people, the archaeologists out there, are still like, you know, hammering away at all this
stuff.
They're
discovering stuff every day.
Every day. And they even taught us how to walk by these hills and to show like how you would know that there was a little like city or home under the hills that like had grown on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
They showed us and they're like, they're everywhere. This is going to take a lifetime to dig up this entire place.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere. So you could see these like little places. You could see where David ran around, the caves that he probably hid in, like the area that he was in. We were absolutely there.
Right.
And that was cool.
That is cool.
You know? And then we also saw something that impacted me. It was really cool. We went to this Coliseum, and I got to sing in this Coliseum. It was beautiful. I was like, whoa, this is happening.
Is the Coliseum where they used to feed people to lions and stuff?
Yeah. It was that place. It was. They had a couple of those. They absolutely fed people to lions.
Fed them.
They threw them in there, and they... it was bad news bears for them. Bad news lions for them. Oh, and so, basically... I was at the place where Saul had his death. And remember the story of Saul? He started off really good.
Yeah, right? I know. I'm watching Of Kings and Prophets on ABC.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Because
so I know everything about Saul now.
He starts off really good.
Forget 1 Samuel. Of Kings and Prophets.
He starts off really good.
Yeah, until his wife gets involved.
But the dude...
No, that's your life.
But
go ahead.
But the dude, that's personal. The dude, like, ends up not as great as he started. He finishes terribly. And there was this cross that was up there. It was also the cross that was featured in that really dumb movie.
Passion of the Christ.
No, the other
Braveheart.
The stupid one that is really dumb. The Jesus Saves, or what is it?
God's Not Dead 2.
No, it's like a dumb...
God's Not Dead 1.
It's a parody. It's like a really dumb movie.
What are you... Life of Brian.
Superstar, Jesus Superstar.
I died
Superstar,
and went to heaven.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you know what it is, just say it.
That Superstar,
Jesus Christ Superstar.
That thing, okay?
Okay.
So there's this cross that's actually featured in that... Am I running out of time?
No. Just real quick, okay. And then we got to get in our new music track.
Just play it in the background.
Literally, I'm done.
No, go
okay,
ahead.
I'm done in 2 seconds. So there's this hill and there's this cross up there, and it's where they believe that Saul was, that's his last breath. Yes, executed. So I went and I decided to. It was really cool. I went to this little gift shop, and there was this cross that was on a necklace.
Okay.
And I'm not even kidding you. It looked just like that cross that was up there to remind
because
you of all
it
those
was.
Things.
Yeah.
So
it was a piece. They so actually
it
carved it from a piece.
No. So I got it, and
it was
I decided
only
$73. To get it because it's a huge reminder of you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Okay.
Because if you start off
Ice Cube
great, and you start off all these things, you know, and then you slowly think that you're the one doing
Rex
it, and you're the one who's in charge, and you're the prideful one, mm-hmm. and you're the one, it's you will surely get a reality check,
yeah?
And you will end in a very bad way. So I got that cross to remind me.
I like that.
Hey,
not
stay
to
humble.
Get murdered.
Because Saul was so gifted and talented.
Don't get
And he
murdered.
Took them all on his own. And there he went.
I love that, Dan. That's good stuff.
I will say that's one thing that has been throwing me off with Of Kings and Prophets. Is seriously, it's a new show on ABC, mm-hmm. and it's chronicling the life of Saul and David. And it's kind of, you could tell they're trying to go for like a Game of Thrones thing.
Hollywood.
It's sensualized
time.
Greatly, and the war. I mean, it's pretty epic, but I find myself siding with Saul. Because like in the beginning, he was like this really good dude, but he didn't obey God when God told him to destroy all the Amalekites. And of course, you can humanize and go, oh, but there was a child. And I mean, God told him to kill all those people. And oh, it's so sad. But you really like find yourself going, man.
Well, in the Bible, so was his wife really trying to get him to the prophet?
I think that's like.
Okay. Really just think that's you, man.
Well, but honestly,
I think that's ABC.
You know, Dexy Doe, think about it, because that his wife or whatever it is, everybody's got one of those. If it's not a wife, it's something in another way, shape, or form.
Beans.
You know, different face.
It's true.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Tam is here. It's Quality Tam Tuesday.
Quality.
More from the Holy Land, but we have to get into our new music track. We'll play some of this. Who we got, Tail?
TFK. Latest single. Running with Giants, just like Tam did in the Holy Land. Sounded just like this.
That's the latest from TFK. Running with Giants. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. What are they saying about it, Tail?
Let me check. Let me get an updated version. If this will open. Yeah, there we go. Cassie says, love TFK. I say, heck yeah. Penelope says, yes, please. Thebe says, again, no. Dominic says, aw, sick, bruh. Victoria says, yes, keep it. Lots of yeses, a couple noes. Voice your opinion, facebook.com/star88. FM.
Love it. Tam's here.
I love that.
That you're here?
No, I love that song. It's like really, you know, like I could run to that song.
Quiet.
And I never run, but that song would make me want to run.
That's not true. You run from CrossFit every day.
3,000 points for you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I lost 4 pounds on the trip.
Did you?
I did.
From all that walking and
all that
walking, how was the food? How was the
hiking,
food?
Hiking. I had fish for breakfast every morning. And a lot of people think that's
was
gross.
Was it from the Sea of Galilee?
Yes.
I love fish.
Yes, it was.
Where Jesus caught the fish?
He probably caught it with his toes.
That's probably the fish eight I ate. Fish that Jesus caught.
With his toes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. How'd you do that?
I mean, hey, Jesus can do anything. He can make things last for how long? I mean, give me a break. Okay, I did get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Did Pastor Skip have to throw down?
I got busted, and a tour guide was pretty angry.
Oh, damn.
Now, I won't tell you who one of my leaders was that jumped over a ruin that was there. So I thought, you know, oh, my gosh, like, yeah, he knows the ropes. I'm going to do what he did, and I'm going to get a picture. So I jumped on top. There was an earthquake in this area that we were at, in the Corinthians, like the Corinthians lived and stuff. We weren't in Corinth, but it's where the Corinthians lived. And so there's this earthquake that happened, and these pillars fell to the ground. It's everywhere. Like, it's this massive destruction. Like, there's so much destruction that had happened from that earthquake, okay? So these pillars fall, and the tops of these pillars are massive. But they're so beautiful because they've got these little ruffles on them, and they're just gorgeous, right? And they're just, like, crushed into the ground. They've just been sitting there for 4,000 years. 2,000, not 4. So I see this massive, this top of this pillar, and I'm like, I'm going to go stand on that pillar, and I'm going to, like, fist pump in the air, and I'm going to take a picture. So I start to climb.
And there's signs saying, please do not climb.
No signs.
On, what?
No signs, Dex. Nah, okay, so I thank you.
I didn't see the signs.
In my defense, there are no signs.
No signs in English.
And so I go over to it, and I'm like, honey, will you take a quick pic? I run over, and I start to climb on this thing. And I get halfway up when all of a sudden I hear, darling, darling.
That's
and
not,
I'm like, yeah. I think they're talking to me. And I hear, no, do that. And I'm like, uh-oh. So I look up, and there he sits, Yaniv, which I called him Habib for a while because I didn't know his, you know, enemy's hard.
Habib.
So he looks over at me, and he says, get off the 2,000-year-old Corinthian
rock. Sam, you were standing on the 2,000-year-old rock?
Yeah, the scriptures tell us to stand on the rock, man.
I'm Crescent Sun.
That's the rock of Gibraltar.
So I like start to get off, and the whole tour, like his little tour is sitting there, and they're all looking, and they're like, gasping and putting their hands over their mouths, like, good. How dare she even, that's blasphemy, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's frowned upon, like, you shouldn't be climbing on it. So he tells me later, he says, I look at you and I think to myself, gun or no gun? As you're climbing on the 2,000-year-old Corinthian rock.
How is he going to shoot you?
Or no gun? And he's like an intense tour guide. So he just about shot me. So that was good. But I had some friends who were there, the tribe. We call them the Lions of the Tribe of Burke, if you saw the hashtag that I put on my pictures.
Gosh,
about 10 people.
You make me so mad.
So it was good stuff.
That was really sad that
really
I missed that
shout
trip
out to
until
those guys.
Just now.
Hey,
I followed you. I saw the pictures.
Till I lost my phone.
Looked pretty cool. Yeah.
Pickpocketed in Old Jerusalem.
Well,
not the Old Jerusalem. Like, it's actually called Old Jerusalem.
You know, you deserved it. Because you know what, ladies? Stop putting your phone in your back pocket. I don't know what's wrong with you. That is just ridiculous.
It was a simple mistake.
Okay.
I thought it would be for a short moment and forget it. It wasn't.
Yeah.
But you know what? Be very careful, because they're much more like tech savvy than we are in Israel. So pretty much whoever has my phone, like, if you see me in jail, guys, because I'm being wrongfully accused, just know what happened.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
City of David, David's palace.
Why was that so cool?
Mainly because this dude is a champ. Like, David's a champ. Here's why. He grows up. You see his life. You watch him go through a living nightmare. And you see all the things that are happening in his life, the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. He makes some really bad decisions. Mm-hmm. He ends up committing adultery. He's on his
murders a friend.
Rooftop.
You know, no
he looks
bigs.
Down through the window. You know, he murders the husband. It's like he makes bad decision after bad decision. But everyone remembers him from being an adulteress and blah, 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 blah. But what they don't remember, or some people choose not to remember, is the fact that he was so in tune with God's will for his life. And he had, and the Bible calls him, you know, a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
Okay? So that, in that sense, you're looking at this guy's life, and you're saying, yeah, he screwed up. But at the heart of it, the dude is so legit, and he doesn't create spears to throw back at all the people who are trying to kill him, murder him, like talk bad about him, like, all these things. And I feel like that's so metaphorical for, like, our lives today and being in leadership and doing what we do. You're going to have a lot of haters. You're going to have people who are fake behind the scenes or whatever it may be. But you know what? that has nothing to do with your loyalty to God. And the way that I respond, and this is so cool because I connected with David, the way that I respond has nothing to do with their time of when they respond to God. Mm. So you have to continue to walk forward. You continue to say, you can throw as many spears as you want. I still love you, and I still want everything that God has for you.
That's good.
You know, and he taught me that. And I think seeing the caves and watching him, I really feel like he taught me just a little deeper of a lesson.
That's good
that.
Stuff, Tam.
That's good, no, Tam.
Loved it. Yeah.
Okay, what was the worst part of the trip?
Worst part of the trip was when I got bronchitis and thought I was going to die in Israel. But I thought, you know what? This is the place to go.
Yeah. Right?
So
it's a mixed bag. Yeah.
Bury me here and bury me on the Mount of Olives if you can, so that when Jesus comes back and touches his foot on this mountain, it shall crack in half and my body shall rise.
And Tam shall rise and he will be like, oh, man. Here I am.
I forgot to hit the off switch for that one. Yeah. So that was the hardest part, but it was cool because they sent this Australian doctor at your service, like beckoning call. You just call. He's like, hello, are you? Whatever his accent is. Can you do it? Hello, are you?
Boy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
are you all right?
Yeah,
good
like
day,
that.
Mate.
And I was like, good, oh, mate. Hi. And he prescribed me some a little Z-Pack, and I was good to go.
Good.
Yeah.
Right,
it was incredible, guys. It was so cool, and I want to take you next time we go.
Well.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Did you bring us anything back?
Yeah, yes. I've separated the sand, so it's going to be each of you got one grain
from
the Sea of Galilee.
It's
just to remember how small we are in comparison to how big God is.
Oh
gosh.
Nice like you.
You're a sweetheart.
That's thank very you, nice of
you
for
just
that.
So poetic.
How much did that cost you? Like,
it was a lot thinkers. Of time.
They charged
or did you steal
grains.
It? Did you steal it?
How much did you steal?
Let's be honest, it's white sands. It's just sand from a shoe.
It's from outside in the parking lot.
She got home from white sands yesterday.
It was good. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to feel holier when you hold it.
Uh-huh.
You are.
Tam is here. She's back from the Holy Land, everyone.
Back.
When we come back, Tam's going to help us with a letter.
Ooh.
We'll wrap up some headlines. New Music Tuesday continues. It's the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Primaries in five states, much of the focus, though, on Ohio and Florida.
Florida, you ready to make America great again?
Sarah Palin at a Trump rally. Her husband had been hospitalized in a snow machine accident.
Why did an Amtrak train go off the rails on a straight track in Kansas?
President Obama has signed a law that allows workers at federal prisons to carry pepper spray.
Scientists have discovered the remains of a new species of dinosaur.
Dozens of inmates barricaded themselves inside a dormitory at a South Alabama prison.
Europe and Russia have launched a spacecraft on a joint mission to sniff out signs of life on Mars.
AAA's national average for regulars close to $1.94 a gallon.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering his troops to start pulling out of Syria.
Kurdish security forces say they have captured an American who was fighting with the Islamic State group.
A first in the nation law in Massachusetts limiting opioid prescriptions.
It's 0935.
Hi today.
60 something.
It keeps changing, guys.
Well, it's the weather.
It was 68 degrees when we got here this morning, and now it's saying 62.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
So I'm like, that's weird how it declined that many degrees. I'm
glad I wore my thin springtime jacket.
Me too.
I'm glad I'm leaning on Dex's jacket. I just keep coughing and like rubbing on it.
Keep cleaning.
Hey, man, I already got it, so go to town. I don't care.
Weird.
It's brewing. I can feel it in my guts.
Yeah.
Tam's here.
And I'm about to get sick, sounds like.
Yep, you're gonna.
Not again.
Yep.
I refuse it.
Yep.
I'm refusing this.
Quality Tam Tuesday. She just told us about her trip to Israel. Do you got any other stories to share? That sounds like you had a good time.
I had a great time. It was wonderful. Besides losing my phone, I had a great time. I did learn that you can't eat next to someone. Like, I had cheese. I had pizza at this one place. But another guy ordered, he wanted a hamburger. And we couldn't eat at the same table.
Why?
Because you're a woman?
Oh.
Because he had meat and I had cheese.
That's weird.
Wait, what? Which,
right, because that would be like dairy. I think that would be fine because it comes from the cow.
Huh?
But nope.
Were you not in allowed. India all
Rabbis,
of a sudden?
Rabbis, they look down on that.
Yeah.
Don't mix and match those bad boys. So there was like three of us who had to sit separately. Steve and Christian actually had to sit separately as well. Him and Jules, they had to sit.
They're
like,
kind of a big deal.
Like
so
6 feet. Oh,
my imagine gosh. They probably did sit somewhere else other than where
tons
you guys
of
were at.
Everywhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So it was really good.
Amberlynn's huge over there.
Loved it. I'm really sorry that I couldn't send you my CrossFit pictures of me doing my high knees and my hiking. And
we don't want to see any
down.
Pictures of your high knee.
Me pushing down.
Either one of them.
The pillars. Yeah. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, sounds like you were right really there.
And then I walked right into allergies when I got back home.
Yeah.
My face exploded.
Welcome to New Mexico.
Ew.
Yeah.
These trees are like the devil.
Yeah.
Well, Tam's going to help us with a letter here in a second, but let's get in into our last track here for New Music Tuesday. This is my favorite song in the morning.
Yeah, this is a brand new single from Mr. Phil Wickham. It's called Your Love Awakens Me.
Mm.
It's from his new album that kind of tells the story. He wrote all these songs when he completely lost his voice and wasn't sure he was going to sing again. So it kind of it takes us on that journey with him, and now we can hear the fruit of that labor because he got his voice back, and it still sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook.com/Star88FM, new Phil Wickham on Star 88. That's Phil Wickham and his latest, Your Love Awakens Me, Star 88. I like that song. It's my fave.
Yeah.
What are people saying? They like it?
Well, yeah. Some people say it sounds just like all of his other stuff.
Why change the formula, man?
Isaac says, not my style, but I wouldn't change the channel if you guys play it. Jeff says, yeah, I enjoy his stuff. Consistently good. Victoria says, keep it good beat. Laura says, not unique. Barry.
Thank you for the feedback, everybody. Go like us on Facebook, Star88FM. Tell us what you think about all the new music this morning. Tam's here.
For not having a voice, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yep. The Lord healed him.
Healed.
It is 9:40.
How did they have 60-something?
That's good.
Good to have Tam back.
Thanks, guys.
We've been doing this thing. Were we doing Interview Wars when you were here?
No.
Interview Wars is something that we've been doing. Steve-O and I have been battling on who can book the best interviews.
Ooh.
It is currently tied right now, 4-4?
5-5.
It's the first 1-10. Teo is the judge.
Judge.
And he awards points. Usually it's 1 point if it's a good interview. Sometimes he can give you 2 points. I mean, we just knock it out of the park.
Yep.
Wow.
And man alive, I've booked some great interviews this week already. Steve-O, on the other hand, I don't know.
Interview Wars.
Slacking a little bit on that part.
That's
too bad. We got T.D. Jakes on the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really?
Thank you. Thank you for that response.
Wait, hold
Thank
on a second.
Thank you.
Did you just say?
Wait a second.
Yes,
here.
That's real life.
Hold on.
Yes, that's real life.
Why? Is that sarcasm? Are you joking right now? I don't understand. Like, what is that? What
is Sorry.
That? Are
is
you
this
excited?
Real?
Full disclosure, I know nothing about the guy because we got an email going, whoa, bro.
Yep.
Steve-O, we want to know your thoughts and opinions on
did
this booking.
Did he ask to be interviewed or did you guys
yes,
find this
no,
guy?
No, he asked to be interviewed.
I booked the interview. Hello? I did.
Are you being serious?
And a listener, of course, in the Starmie said, Steve-O, I don't understand why. I'm curious your thoughts about him. He's an amazing man of God. Steve-O?
In full disclosure, after we got the email, I immediately jumped online. And I don't know much about his theology. I don't know much about him. I hear whispers from friends and people, you know.
But don't respected. We get that with every big,
you can't just
well-known
pick and
pastor?
Choose.
Yeah, and that's my thing. That's why. Because I remember one time when somebody made mention of how awful Smiley was. Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
And so I immediately did what you should probably do is I jumped on and started actually podcasting a couple of his messages because I was like, well, I'd rather just hear what he has to say than what somebody said about him. Because I remember when we started playing Rick Warren here on 107.1, people were like freaking out.
Really?
Because we were heretical all of a sudden because Rick Warren, gosh. This and that. And I have never heard anything but awesomeness from Rick Warren on our sister station 107.1.
You know,
so,
gentlemen, what I like to say, the approach I like to take is God will shine on the dark, what is in the dark, and he will bring it to light, no matter
who
says
Are you saying that because T.D. Jakes is one of the dark?
Yeah. Thank
Hit
you.
It.
I think we still caught
Did
it.
You mute
I
him?
Hope so.
I hope so, too.
I was just in shock.
I know. He's sick. Everybody's
wrong
got
with
an excuse,
you?
I guess.
What
did just say? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Teenage Jake's will be on the show tomorrow.
That's Thomas. Pretty stinking cool that you,
you know
guys
why
got
you got him?
Him?
Because D stands for Dexter.
Really?
Yeah, Thomas Dexter Jakes.
Huh. You're lying.
I promise.
I just can't tell anymore. I just
what?
I've been
what are
gone
you talking
too
about?
Long. I can't tell if he's telling the truth or not.
When would I lie?
You know, bottom line is, I think it's
always
cool.
With the Potter's
you guys
house.
Are giving, yes. Hello. Oh my gosh, he's with the Potter's. Did you just hear him?
He's got a new movie coming out called Miracles from Heaven.
Oh, we'll yeah, that's with Jennifer that. Garner. Right?
Oh, yeah. I actually really wanted to see that.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, T.D. Like, Jakes produced the movie.
It rocked a spotlight onto Jennifer Garner's faith and actually brought her back to Jesus. I was reading a great interview with her recently.
This guy so, right here.
Jake's
this guy
it.
Right here. Going to be an awesome
interview. Wars.
Small morning,
can I
6
please,
a.m. hour.
Can I talk to him if I show up at 6 a.m.?
No.
Sure,
Tam. Yes. Actually, yes.
Yes, Tam, if you show up, then Dex will get extra points.
You can't. Oh, really?
Interesting.
Oh,
if
man.
I show up, Dex will get extra ball. Points, but will I be able to be like, I just want to say hello to you?
Yeah. That's fine.
And be like, I just talk, just hang, just talking to T.D. Jakes now on the phone.
You know who you need to get? It's 2 minutes with Tony, bro.
You know,
dude,
honestly,
I love that dude.
For a second there, I thought that's who I was interviewing, and then I was like, wait, no, that's not Tony. they do kind of look alike.
But I'm the racist.
Sometimes
can
I
you
just
still
look
tell
at TD
Jakes that though? Can you still tell him? Can you be like, hey, I just want to know, when we air your 2 minutes
sorry,
with Tony,
everyone.
We just
oh
love.
Oh my gosh,
we love what you do.
Oh my
here.
Gosh, no, that's not okay.
Don't do it.
Do I'm it.
Doing it again.
So yeah, that's I have TD Jakes booked for tomorrow. I also. Have you're gonna love this. I have Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, Wedding Crashers.
Dude, but most importantly, the freaky heart diamond things. What are they called? When love finds I'm sick. I'm really
right.
sick. she
fiend.
Does those stupid
she
commercials
with
Zales or something.
He might have a fever. He's probably got the flu and you're just over there talking on his mic.
My funny is dead,
okay.
guys. I'm out.
I have Al Unser Jr. He's one of the world's greatest indie race
oh
car drivers.
Oh, gosh. Where are you finding these people?
I also have from The Lord of the Rings and Lost. Did you ever watch
Tomorrow,
Lost?
Dominic Monaghan.
Dominic Monaghan.
Wait, who is which one
Mary.
Is he?
Charlie from Lost. And Mary? Mary, one of the Hobbits? Yes.
I posted a picture of him on my Instagram the other day. I think you liked it.
Yep. He'll be on the
oh
show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is so... You're losing, Steve-O.
Yeah, who do you
losing.
Got booked tomorrow, Steve-O? Who's calling in tomorrow? Who's you got booked?
It's not confirmed yet, so I'm not
oh,
saying.
Oh, okay.
Not confirmed yet.
No, but really, I do... I'm supposed to have an interview at 9 a.m. tomorrow, but it's not...
Well, it's not coming through.
He hasn't emailed me back on his personal email address because I don't have to go through booking people. I just, you know, get actors.
I'd rather go through
interview. Booking.
You're
interview.
Right, because they're actually going through.
So there you go, guys. It's going to be awesome.
Wow.
Big show tomorrow. I'll be currently in the lead.
And if I show up.
Yep, you can be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to award any extra points if Tam shows up.
He just went back on his word.
No. No, I didn't.
Because he's scared because he knows I'm going to.
I'm not afraid of you in any way.
I want to talk to T.D. Jakes.
Well,
that's your
got to show up.
I'm afraid of your powers.
Tam, you want to help us with an email?
I'd love to.
Okay, let's do it.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's
from me. Do you know what a work wife or a work husband is?
Oh, of course.
Question mark.
My work husband is Beans. I love you, Beans. I hope you're okay at home.
Nope.
Yeah, you don't work with Beans.
Then come on.
We are your job wife.
Yeah.
Both of you
You're
are?
You're married to Dex.
As I'm here to answer it, polygamy doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
This is a terrible example.
But yeah, a work wife or work husband is basically someone of the opposite sex who you're super close to and you work with. My husband has known his work wife a lot longer than he's known me.
Ooh.
I'm not the jealous type, but something has been bothering me lately. They spend a lot of time together. In fact, they spend 8 hours together at work. And then they go to happy hour.
Oh no, that's...
There's where...
Sometimes they even see movies together on the weekend.
On the weekend.
Well,
on
the
weekend. I did the math and figured out he's spending more time with her than he's spending with me. It's upsetting because, in a weird way, well, I envy her and the amount of time she gets to spend with him. Wow. And you're still with this guy?
Oh, my gosh.
Love it. Should I tell him I don't want them to spend as much time together? Lady, what the heck?
This is her problem.
No. This is just... Okay. This actually is a conundrum. I'm being serious. Because you work with someone, and the last thing you want to do is make that situation soups awkward, uncomfortable.
Last thing you want to do.
So maybe talk to the husband.
Who's banned?
But especially if it's like, hey, they've been friends for half their lives, way longer than I've known my husband. They're really close, and they happen to work together, and they're really good friends. Yay, friendship. But then you bring in the actual, married aspect of it. I don't know if these people are Christians. You got to bring that into it as well because, yeah.
Well, I would say let's side on the fact that they are Christians.
Okay. Sure.
Tam, what would you say to this woman who just emailed us and has a husband that, you know, spends a lot of time with a female coworker at work, but then outside of work, he's going and spending time at the movies and at happy hour?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
That's not okay.
So, first thought that comes to mind is, why isn't she going with them? If she really is a great friend and everything's good to go and there's no question about anything that's going on, then there should be no reason why they can't all go together.
Yep.
Also, if they want to be in communication via text or something like that, sometimes it's good to throw the old husband or wife on the text to have a group text if you want to keep it safe. Mm-hmm. If you feel like there's a possibility maybe you have somewhat of an attraction to this person, because just because you're married or just because you're with someone doesn't mean that somebody else isn't attractive or has good traits or qualities about them, right? So I'm going to go with my gut on this one and say that I feel like the husband might need to purchase. I'm going to backtrack on that one. I think the husband would really need to check in with the wife and say, "Hey, how you feeling? What's going on? How's our relationship?" And it sounds like he needs a break from this coworker. In all seriousness,
hard if you work with them for 8 hours a day.
Well, I mean, yeah, just work with them 8 hours and then go home. Is what I meant.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, date nights. If you're going to say, well, my wife doesn't get me or my husband doesn't get me, that's a lack of communication. Obviously, you guys aren't finding, you know, seeing eye to eye on stuff. You got to have a sit down. Got to talk it through. It's okay if it gets ugly before it gets pretty. Sometimes that's how things work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's some tension before the peace. Sometimes that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to talk it out. But I'm telling you right now, this is a red flag. This is not a good idea. And I don't encourage her to, like, leave the guy, but I absolutely encourage her to know who she is, obviously, to be confident in that, and to have a conversation with her husband and say, what's going on, bud?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yep. Communication.
Yeah.
You got to talk it out.
Talk it out.
And you have every right to, I think, be paranoid and jealous because
okay.
That's not
Let's
okay.
Let's just feed that.
No, that's
Let's
not, but that's not
that.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. It's not okay.
That's, you know, it's okay that, you know, that he works with somebody of the opposite sex for his job, but outside of that, hanging out, movies, and happy hour, that's insane to me.
It's real weird.
That's
you're throwing
not okay.
in the dark, and you're throwing in alcohol. Tell me this. What's going to happen?
Playing with fire, my friend.
If they drink way too much alcohol, they might run into something because it's dark.
Yeah, that's true. Or fall asleep in the movies.
That's exactly what I'm
saying. Because usually you don't want to mix that anyways, because if you go to the movies, you fall asleep.
So that's my point.
Here's the thing. Anybody that's listening right now, maybe you are in the situation. You're married. Maybe your marriage is struggling a little bit. You haven't been able to communicate very well. Just things aren't good at home. And then you have that coworker who you are attracted to.
Mm.
And you are having conversations with that man or woman.
I don't even think you need to put in that you're attracted to be completely honest.
That's very true.
Lot of times if there is a problem with the marriage, it's because something is missing that's not being provided, and then now you find that or have that in someone else. It could be companionship. It could be jokes. It could be whatever it is that you're finding there that you're going, man, you are witty, and I enjoy that. Or you are, you know, it doesn't. So it doesn't necessarily have to be attractive.
And it doesn't give them the right to do it either.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all.
So you're right. I think that's a good point.
So you know, bottom line, what's the advice here?
They need to talk. The wife needs to talk to the husband, but I think they need to leave it there for now.
But do you know what this reminds us of, right?
Well, Full House.
Do we remember when Blurred Lines, whatever song came out, right? And there was this music video, and there was
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, Robin Thicke, and he had all these girls, and he had like woman after woman after him, right? But they were just dancers in his video, and they were just working with him. And so he was in an interview, and he was like, I just want you guys to know that, like, my wife totally gets me. Like, she just gets me. Like, these girls are dancing around, and, like, she knows, and she's so secure in herself, and she's this, and this. 1 year later, divorce.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't just a working relationship. So, I mean, you got to really be wise. You can't just not – you can't be afraid to say something because –
Wait, did Robin Thicke actually commit adultery?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never knew that part.
Yes.
I'm like, oh. I don't
write that down. Just kidding. Okay. Don't keep a record of wrongs.
No.
Boom. 1 Corinthians 13.
You have to communicate with your partner. You have to.
Yeah.
And
don't be afraid.
Also, please don't play with matches because you'll get burnt.
Or oil, like gasoline and matches.
Oh, gosh.
That's right. Thank you for that.
Thank you for the email. We'll be praying for you. And
poor thing.
You know, good luck. Just communicate. Sit down, try to do it in love. Maybe write a letter. Sometimes writing a letter is good.
Yeah, get it off.
Because you can get all of, you know, what you're feeling down on paper.
Yeah.
It's good. Nobody does that anymore. Or, okay, text message then. You can text. That's fine too.
Yeah, but you can't burn that.
It's the modern day letter. Tam,
mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Tao,
got to hear about your trip to Israel.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
If you missed that, make sure you guys hit the podcast. It was great hearing some of the stories and how you almost ended up in an Israeli jail and almost got shot by the, what was it? The
those guys that yeah, the, there. And
it was the name Habab or something?
Yeah, it was all of that.
Hey, Bob. Oh, sorry, I'm sick, guys.
Pray for Steve-O. He's very sick. He's going to puke. Pray for me. I will probably be puking sometime later this afternoon.
You guys going to work out today?
Yep. I highly doubt I will be there. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be there. Probably a 0%
chance. Jax might show up today.
I live there.
Are you going to show up?
If they tell me I can go for free, I'm going to show up every day.
Can't spend too much money there in the Holy Land.
She got all her money
down to my last $17.
Okay. New Music Tuesday continues with Daniel and Birga.
Birga.
Birgzies.
All right, Tam, you get the last word.
Do it.
I just want to say that I love you guys.
Okay.
And there's so much love in my heart.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to be your friend because I work with you and I'm already married.
So much love in my... Oh, that's right. I take that back.
you just made it weird. Sorry, I'm going to have to talk to my wife
about
it.
You're playing with matches, Tam.
Let's get on a group text.
Are they waterproof matches?
Accountability.
If you guys need some waterproof matches, I got them.
All I've got is waterproof matches.
I'm going to go hurl. I'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a morning invasion. Coming straight to your Asia?
Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the morning invasion, adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.